Morning is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's a special day in the DealsInTheD.com studios for Thursday. Trudy across from me, Mark across to my left, Brandon to my very left behind the board, and Joey is covering things on my right.
Hey. All right.
Why did I
don't know.
That?
It's like you're setting the scene.
It's like the lead singer introduces the rest of the band.
What's going on there?
On drums?
I'm always surprised that like play-by-play announcers get really up on, oh, the Chicago Bulls going towards the west side of the United Center, and the New York Knicks, they are moving from the west to the east.
How about left to right on your radio dial?
Ah, right.
Shut up.
That's why they do that?
I'm sitting on the other side. It's right to left to me.
I'll picture the play however I want to picture it.
Yes.
I make my own picture, thank you. It's the Drew Mike Show, and hey, it's a good day because we're on the front page of the Detroit News.
Oh, where's
the Facebook camera?
I didn't see the actual corporeal version. Wow, that's amazing.
Is it on the camera somehow?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, hold it right there, Drew. Like there.
Oh.
Well, I got up, and there were a million text messages. Tony Paul sent me one at 12:50 a.m. Apparently, he reads the paper as soon as it's online.
Yeah.
And he had big thumbs up.
That's cool.
So I clicked on the story, and it was like, hey, it's the second story with the picture.
Yeah.
So I thought, that's good, right? Then a lot of people are reading it.
Uh-huh.
So I was real happy, and then our picture stayed up for a long time, while it dropped down to fifth place, and I think it's off the board now.
What?
I know. So I was talking to Charlie on the phone, and I said, is there anything that you can do about that? He goes, yeah, I tried like 10 years ago. He said, I just kept clicking on my own story, and I couldn't get it back up there. It just takes your – your phone once or your computer once.
Hey, what took you out of blew you out of?
It's still second.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
What's the first?
It's bumped up then. It's hot all over again. Probably that LaDuff tweet.
Hey, will we get the USA Today tomorrow?
Wrong paper.
Oh. What's number one though?
Finley, cut off property, hoarding illiches.
What?
District Detroit.
What?
It's a big
I've
story.
Been ahead
it's
of
an
that
editorial.
Story all day. The one chance I have to get in first place, Nolan Finley cuts me off at the pass. He's been the dark horse behind me. Damn it. Oh, well. No, it's cool. It's great. It's fun. But then Mark brought the physical paper in, and I had no idea.
Wow, that's
above
cool.
Above the fold,
it's a really
a picture
good
on the front
page. It's a really
page.
Good picture of you.
Looks you like know, you've been working out.
I love the picture of Mags and Layla. They are posing for that photo.
I know. Mags has the biggest smile on his face, doesn't he? It's huge.
No, they never take a bad picture. They really don't.
Yeah, but Mags looked like he was really like,
he's
my moment.
Pretty fired up. He has taken a couple shots in the comments.
They also Me Too'd you with their paw placement.
I didn't even notice that.
All paws are on your junk.
That's true.
Look, see, there it is, Drew. Look. Especially Mags. It's like, this is my main move. Get used to it.
Oh, he looks evil.
He does, man. Or Me Too really by your own dog.
Wow, that was a good move.
His paw there, does and he's got this giant smile.
Does he look extra big in that picture? Is that a bad angle for Mag?
That's actually a good angle. What are you talking about?
I'm not sure about that.
I saw some polls today basically asking whether or not the weight that was given in the paper was correct. So,
oh, man.
I saw some polls that said, is he over that weight?
There's a poll?
Under that weight?
Where's right. the poll?
It's on Twitter somewhere, I believe.
Is it on my Twitter?
No, someone else put a poll on the Twitter.
I see.
It had like 3 votes, one from Brandon, one from myself.
Oh, I thought it was a huge poll.
Well, you know, I hate doing this, but of course I went right to the comments like, okay, what shitty comments are people writing? And of course there's some. There's a couple I just can't figure out for the life of me. But first, Facebook Live is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas on Main Street in downtown Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th. With a big old patio wide open. Trudy, was it raining when you came?
No. No, okay. It was pretty. It's gray, but.
Is summer taking too long to get here? It's getting kind of crazy.
Didn't either the News or the Free Press say 24 of 28 days in May have been rain?
Is really?
Well, Mother Nature.
Feels like it.
Seemed like a big number, but.
It feels like it. My backyard's still flooded.
It just seems like other than Memorial Day, we just haven't had that really good day.
I know.
And it helps Mesa when we do. So.
Right. Friday is going to be killer, though.
Oh, good.
Friday's huge. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll try some Mexican fusion delicacies, handcrafted cocktails.
Nice.
Fresh food every day at Mesa if you like Mexican. And, of course, the 150 tequilas, 10% off. Just mention the Drew and Mike show. So, let's see how the public is responding to this great burst of publicity.
Positive.
And thanks, Neil Rubin. He spent a lot of time on the story.
Yeah. It's a good story, too. He's a great writer.
Might even still be here.
An old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil?
Neil.
He's here so long.
He spent a lot of time on the story. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to say, and this sounds like a suck-up, but I couldn't believe how much response I had because, oh, the paper said nobody reads the paper.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all anyone says is newspapers are dead. They'll be gone too. I'm not kidding you. I'm amazed how many people read the story and people out of town, too. Who were texting? So,
oh no! I walked into 7-Eleven today, and it's like, "Hey, there's Drew," because you're right on top of the news stack.
Where most of the paper's gone. Is it still a big stack?
Who's that?
Yeah, no, it's about half gone. I mean, talking about 8 a.m.
Your 7-Eleven?
I want it to be sold out. Yeah, I feel like it should sell
out. Let's
go
buy them all.
7-Eleven. It's my home court. It's my home court convenience store.
Were they proud of you?
I haven't been in yet today. I should go in. I thought it might be. I didn't want to big time them.
Just sit on the counter and just smile at them.
Page
stare,
of the paper.
See if they put it together. That's you on the cover.
Sit over by the stand
with a Sharpie in your hand,
or pick up the front page and open it up and start reading it,
and then lower it so you can see your face. That's great.
Okay, Patrick checked in, and Matt, Brandon, you want to read the Facebook comments? Are there a lot of Facebook comments?
I think so.
That should be the home court crowd.
Probably
though.
Too many to read there.
Okay, Patrick. Pro tip. Skip Tuesdays with Baz. The rest of the show is great. Keep up the good work, Druid Company. Oh, man, this is going to be hurt.
That's mean.
Joe. Holy crap, is this guy still around now that Oprah and Larry King are off the air? What does he talk about?
What? What? Oprah and Larry King?
I thought all we talked about were MTV reality shows.
Yeah, and White Boy Rick.
Oprah and Larry King. What, we played goofy, dementia-laden audio of Larry King once in a while?
Every time he turned in.
God. Oprah? We didn't talk about Oprah that much.
Highbrow topics will make this person happy.
This is true of so many things where people decide they don't like it rather quickly. And so then for the next 20 years, they'll say, Oprah and Larry King, that's all they do. I mean, you can't, why are you commenting on this, Joe? You don't even know the show. Get out of here.
Certain lack of creativity in Joe's critique.
Okay, is this a drop, Robert? And who are your fans?
Ooh.
Is that a
drop?
No,
he's responding to the other guy.
Oh, the other guy.
Oh, who are your fans?
Oh, thank you, Robert Crump.
Yeah.
Jim's, what? After Drew and Mike cost me $6,000 in one Cadillac, I refused to listen to his show.
What?
What'd you do? You sold
Did we make him wreck his car?
Would you sell lemon?
He liked the show so much that he wrecked his car? Is that possible?
Yeah, that's what I'll go with.
Okay. You, that's all you care about, from Henry. Walt. I'm back in the climb. That was the headline. I thought the title was Has-Been's Trying to Make a Comeback.
That's a joke.
Yeah. Great show.
Oh, by the way, Susan Whitehall responded. I think you tweeted out the story and said, you've never been out of the climb. You never needed to climb out or something like that.
Aww.
She took objection to the headline.
Well, thank you, Susan.
You are so generous. Thank you.
So nice.
I guess people still love nostalgia acts.
Dick.
Yeah, we're still just.
They do.
We're still just all farts, Oprah.
Boners and farts.
And Larry King.
Boners and farts and Larry and Oprah.
Yeah, we're all those things and more.
Isabella, 150,000 downloads, I guess so. Yeah, nice shot,
Ooh,
Isabella.
Yeah. A woman fighting for us.
I don't even know what this name means. I think it's time for Drew to look at a small commercial property to invest in so he could move to it. Maybe even something to support a small live audience. We'd pay from time to time. There are plenty of cheap industrial spaces in Hazel Park you can purchase to find a usable office space.
He's worried about the house.
That's a good idea. Doug says, podcasts are wonderful. There's no reason for talk radio anymore. You could drive to a destination listening to a podcast, pause when you arrive, and pick right back up when you head back to the road. The only thing that sucks is not knowing what to download. There are too many. It's like surfing the dial for something interesting. It takes more work than that. But once you find podcasts you like, it's great. She doesn't mention that he likes ours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mahmood says, everybody now generates every month extra 18K by doing very simple and easy home job in part time. I'm a full-time college student and do this home job 3 hours maximum a day. Easy to do, spare time, only 3 hours.
Wow, what did she like in the article that made her comment that?
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
Louise, I stopped listening to FM radio after Drew and Mike were gone. Huge void. It's so good to hear Drew again.
Hey.
Yes. Thank you, Louise. Dave says, I can feel Drew's nerves as he reads this comment section. Despite what Buzzboard says, this is better than anything on the radio. Great show, great network. Haven't missed a minute since it started. Love it!
Despite what Buzzboard says.
Buzzboard. Buzzboard has jumped the shark.
What?
They can pound a has-been like me. It took me a while to become a has-been. It was a slow process. I took many beatings. Hank Winchester taking a beating on
For
Buzzboard?
What?
I can't remember the headline. Something horrible. I didn't want to read it, but it was really... If people are beating up on Hank on Buzzboard...
That's pretty...
I think that says something about Buzzboard.
The best part is, I'm sure Hank will really care.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, you can't care too much. Jason says, Drew and Mike is great, but also don't forget the Detroit cast. They're the ones who first started the podcast when the old... the Drew cast.
Yeah, the Drew cast. Yeah,
technically.
Yep, right.
When the old show ended. Okay. Andrew says, so true. Mike, Jane, Eric have a great show at the Detroit cast. Oh, so we're going to talk about another show.
Okay.
Never heard of Next. What?
Someone commented that?
Yes. Robert came in and said, never heard of him. Next.
Never heard of
him. And then he says,
great.
What time is it on?
That's the best comment I've seen yet.
That is the true sign of someone who has no idea what the podcast is and never will. If someone asks you what time it's on, they will never listen. Stop the conversation and tell them, just go turn on your radio again. Albert says, well, all the equipment to put a lot of... With all the equipment to put a lot of four-year-old Ferndale baseball, it did two things. It'll church rider for the baseball and a backup sub pop. Otherwise, a little Florida sewer backup like Red August of 2014 could take him offline for longer than he would want.
Never forget.
Who is that?
Backup sump pump. Do you even have a sump pump?
I don't think there is a sump pump here, to be honest.
I don't believe there is one back.
August 2014, nothing.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I hate thinking about this
topic. Rob. He might know.
Same day Robin Williams died.
Yeah. That's right.
Hashtag never forget.
Mags only 30 pounds. Lie! Neil Rubin responds. The only thing Drew told me that I didn't believe was when at first he said Mags only weighs 28. He admitted he may have been estimating low. I think he didn't want to hurt Mags' feelings.
Aw.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Fake! And then Walt comes in. Mags is not a pure breed. God, poor Mags. Sorry, Mags. It was a great listen. Fantastic. I can listen whenever I have the time. Bright, funny, terrific crew. Nice balance. Almost unfair how much better the show is in comparison to everything else on radio. Show is better than the old days, too. Wow. This is a real fanatical lover of the program. I like both shows. They're different shows, but I like them both. It's funny. I like listening to the old show more than I ever did.
Yeah, it's
when
further
removed. I don't know why. I guess, yeah. But I had this thing where I thought, this is going to be as good as I remember it. And then it seems like since Mike died, I know that's terrible. But now when I see something from the old show, I go, oh, I hit it. And I usually just like it and laugh. And,
yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, always aggravated trying to catch up. The shovel is by far better. Keep it going, Drew. They will continue to come.
Okay.
Well, that's great that she wants to catch up because she, you know, they want more. And
there are a lot of people who run weeks behind. I don't get that, but it's fine.
That's okay.
Hey, they're downloading.
We'll
I don't care.
There.
Hey, listen to 2 years ago. We get credit for all of them. Steven, I'll take Drew over the crap on the radio today. That's a big compliment. Thank you, Michael. Wow. Steven Michael Brady,
so
three names.
I love the Drew and Mike show.
Yeah. Any interesting Facebook commentary, Brandon?
The ones on Facebook are very kind, very nice.
Good.
And, we thank you for that. There are
That's
some good
crowd.
Ones, though. Here's one. I sit next to Thomas Fiorini at work, and he's drafting his response to this article now. So expect that. There's also some
Thomas
wondering.
Fiorini.
Oh, wait a sec. You have to read the comments from the Detroit News' Facebook page when they post it.
No.
What?
That's
where they've been mean.
That's not our home court.
I know. That's why it's fun.
That's not our home court Facebook page going east to west on your radio dial.
There's also some wondering why Walter wasn't mentioned in the.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Disappointing.
Poor Walter.
Yeah, you should have got it mentioned.
Yeah.
I love the Drew and Matt Show.
Is there much on the Detroit News? Do they have a lot of comments or. I wouldn't think. I would think we'd have way more.
How weird! A sports station wanted Drew to talk more sports. Crazy, because it does reference that.
Ooh,
well, okay. How'd that plan work out for him?
Yeah, Mr. Program Director. We were in fourth place when we went bye-bye, and the All Sports Show was I don't know 13th or 14th or something like that, and it happened mighty fast. We had built something over 20 years. You don't just abandon it and change the topic. Seems kind of crazy to me. That's why I didn't want to do it. But so, what stage are you programming now, by the way? What bracket you, Mr. Programmer? Mr. Programmer.
I think the best comment on the Detroit News one is from Randy.
Randy.
Low IQ people.
Thank you, Randy.
Wait, who?
I don't know.
I guess all of us.
Oh. There have to be or some more shitty comments on the Detroit News. There have to be.
Low IQ individual.
Oh, I see.
Individual.
I'm almost disappointed. I had my back up and all ready to go.
We'll come in the coming days.
Okay.
Are your Buzzboard comments?
What, Buzzboard?
What, huh?
Wait, Buzzboard's commenting on this?
Yeah, well, it's the continuation
of
that.
Did you look at
thread.
Hank, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't see.
Did you look at it, Brandon?
I saw part of it, but...
It's
would you ever
there.
Believe that
oh,
Hank could get pounded by Buzzboard? I would think Hank would be almost immune. Although the more you do, the more beatdown you get.
Wait, he does help me, Hank.
I know!
He's helping people.
No, exactly.
How can you... disparage that.
Oh, they don't like the way he talks.
Yeah, he's being accused of having a speech impediment.
What?
I think Hank has his speech pattern is a little different, but I'm used to him. I mean, he's been on the air here forever, so I don't know. I don't think about it. He's got a deep voice.
Does everybody have to talk like Mort Krim?
Yes, apparently. Mort. At least for that guy.
You know what's funny? The more radio and television have gotten away from that, the more I appreciate a really big voice when I hear one.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
But it used to be everyone had a huge voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasia.
There you go. All right. Is there anything on Buzzboard?
Oh, I already clicked
make it all about
I was too me, upset but... about Hank.
Oh, yeah. Well, take a look at Hank and see
it's
if anybody...
It's a toxic cesspool, I've heard. According to Lauren.
It is toxic, I'm telling you.
It's a cesspool, too. It's not just toxic, and it's not just a cesspool. It's a toxic cesspool.
It's a toxic cesspool.
Toxic cesspool. I just drew even read it.
Stay away.
Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep celebration event. Gabar got to mention in the story. Is it
yeah.
First ever
yeah. Quite a bit of footage in that story.
Did. Yeah, he chewed up a lot of scenery in there. Hey. They're excited for you to be part of it during Zot Jeep's celebration event. Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or if you fancy yourself more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Better still, how about 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. So take advantage of these great deals now.
That's what I'm going to drive.
And Dr. Yaldo is lasering away and multifocaling away with many of you. We've got such great feedback. Trudy, of course, got her LASIK. Did you get custom cat's LASIK?
No.
Just got LASIK?
LASIK. It's amazing.
And you're seeing how well?
You're
seeing as well as you're eating?
No, I still have 20. They gave me 20/30.
2030?
So that,
oh, you had really bad vision, though, didn't you?
I had terrible vision. And so they gave it. They gave me this sort of, I forget what it's called, so that you don't have to get bifocals to read, because that's what I do all day long. So they corrected it so that you could see far and you could also see close.
Sweet.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And then Trudy also picked up her frames, as they've got a whole pile of frames over there. Now they've got the whole, you're covered from head to toe. Well, not from head to toe, but from beginning to end, whatever your eye issues are, they can take care of them. And of course, they would love to give you LASIK if you need it, and you can get a free examination or whatever they call that. And then Eli's got the multifocal implants. That's a way to take care of near and far. And also, you have no risk of getting cataracts as well. So that's for people 45 plus. Be done with old technology. Get true precision vision. It'll change your world. Tell them we sent you, the Drew and Mike Show. You get a free evaluation, preferred pricing, easy financing. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
I can't see you, though, bitch.
All righty. Anything else on Buzzboard? I would like to make this all about me, if I possibly
oh,
can.
Oh, let me go back to it.
No, I was just kidding. If there's anything of value.
It unfortunately was far more positive than I would have hoped. Except for the guy who goes, a lot of interesting numbers in this article.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
yeah.
needs to be verified, and you know, that guy's very concerned
does it,
with our
does
income.
It really?
To that, to Buzzboard, apparently.
Well, you know, it's funny. Those are all radio people. As if radio ratings are so trusted.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
very accurate.
Get someone for 5 minutes and you get 15 minutes. So that's how 15 minutes can turn into 45 minutes.
A Jackson. But
I wouldn't be complaining.
This is pseudoscience.
And they, I never understood how 1,400 people can extrapolate to a area of 5 million.
Right.
Fortunately, we were very fortunate in the ratings, so I never felt the need to complain, but I do remember those days when you're not doing so well. It's like, they only have 400 diaries for this town of 100,000. What the hell?
But with people metering, didn't it get even worse?
Yeah,
there were fewer
less,
people
yeah.
with people meters representing everybody in the radio.
The reporting's more accurate, but they have less of a sample.
Yeah, with diaries. I had a program director who went to, I think it's Beltsville, Maryland, where all the diaries are. And wow, if you pay the freight, which is really expensive to get this service, it's like, wait, they send out, you know, a couple thousand of these things and they charge you $1 million. What? They don't, I mean, their costs have to be nothing. But anyway, a program director went there and he said, if you look at diaries that people fill out that determine your income and your revenue, you would be so freaked out because people just write down, you know, they'll write down like Drew and Mike, and they'll write a line for the whole day.
Yeah,
like they listen to us for 24 straight hours,
even though we're only on for four.
Right,
or and, you get credit for
plus,
four.
Very few people really listen to one show straight through. They might bum out on commercials to a second choice or a third choice.
Yeah, so accurate.
Yeah, it's kind of it is more accurate now in terms of what they are getting, but
well,
they're not getting
two
that
of
much
the people
data.
Who.
But I think our numbers are far more accurate than radio numbers.
I would trust our numbers more than radio. Absolutely. I mean, there are flaws. There are flaws in our system, too. I would agree with that.
This plan is so perfect, it's retarded.
So before I bring out the breaking news, is there anything?
Well, the Tom Cruise, there's a great Tom Cruise story. And I think the biggest breaking news is that Kenny Rogers is preparing for death.
What?
Do you want those stories? Aww.
Oh, boy.
Do you want that story? I don't know. He's preparing for death.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. Like to know how he's preparing.
Here's the Tom Cruise story, which is very funny. Those are very important breaking news items.
Tom Cruise,
what in that great headline?
You know, I wouldn't think he'd be this big an asshole, to be honest.
Really? Really?
Wow.
Drew, he runs a religion.
I know.
The biggest asshole religion out there.
And have you seen him in the videos at running that religion?
Well, it makes sense. It seems so tiny of him to be glad that Matt Lauer's had a downfall. That's what the headline is. That Tom Cruise delighting in Matt Lauer's downfall for sexual misconduct allegations. Because first of all, you're saying you're glad he sexually assaulted women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
he's in the building!
You're good.
God, that appearance was just incredible. That was really
you're
one
good.
Of the
Oprah,
amazing.
I know, that's what carried us for
yeah,
years.
Oprah, that's right. That's all we talked about, Oprah and Larry King. So that's why I remember it so well. What I was going to say, though, was Matt Lauer, no one ever questioned his ability as a broadcaster.
No, he's good.
Or his preparation. Or even, in my opinion, in that interview, Matt Lauer performed pretty well, other than kissing Tom Cruise's ass and giving him credit. He should have ripped him a new one, said, what do you mean you know the history? What is the history that you know? What have you read? Because he would have said, Dianetics.
You know what? I'm not so sure about that. I'll go find more information about it.
Dick.
You're glib.
What a cynical asshole.
Tom, yeah, I know. To tell Brooke Shields what she should do for postpartum because he has read Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard, a science fiction writer!
You gotta understand, I really care about Brooke Shields.
Dressed up in a sailor suit and smoked Cools. That's your guy.
How's it going?
I mean, to be a Scientologist is one thing. To be self-righteous about it, like everyone has to be one, that's one of the most disturbing things, I think, about religion is that I believe this, and you must too.
Oh yeah,
or you don't matter.
Yep.
And to vacate Tom Cruise for just a second, I was reading about Ron Howard and who was it? One other person,
Garvin.
Two Hollywood people. Ron Howard is one of them saying we will not make movies. Imagine Films will not make movies in Georgia. And this whole film credit thing, isn't this kind of a laugh? Because, you know, here we in Michigan, we gave them the biggest credits. They came running to Michigan, and then someone else gave them better credits, and they kind of started going there, and then Michigan said, no, we're lowering the credits, and they go away. I mean, they're complete whores about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are probably six or seven states who have drawn in a lot of Hollywood business, only to have another state undercut them, and they're gone right away.
Because it's easy for them to move on. That's why it's easy to pull.
Everything's a new project.
Pull it from Georgia, yeah.
But we built all this infrastructure here. All these people went to school to learn how to do makeup and, you know, sound editing or whatever it is they did. And so they had to either go to California after that or just find something else to do. That was awful. It was a horrible chapter. And I wish we had stayed in the game. I thought it was exciting.
Yeah.
All these people talking about Michigan.
It never got a real chance.
No, it didn't. But we got a lot of movies shot here. I mean, we had a lot of famous people in our state who never would have been here otherwise.
And James Franco. He probably Me Too'd a bunch of people here.
I mean, we interviewed a lot of people during that period who said, oh, I was there for shooting blah, blah, blah. And, you know,
I know. They love it.
Mark Wahlberg. And then, of course, he's got a dealership now, and he's got a hamburger place.
Yeah, Wahlburgers.
Brothers runs it.
Another one opening.
Mm-hmm. Really? Nice. Where?
At Woodward Corners, 13 and Woodward by Beaumont.
Why do I have to drive to one?
I know.
I need one.
He's opening it in your kitchen,
now.
Trudy.
Ooh, that'd be sweet.
So anyway, then you know you create this, you make this big financial sacrifice to draw in Hollywood because hey, it's cool to have movies. It's an industry, and some of these movies are expensive. And then the minute you do something politically they don't like, they go, "We'll never come again."
I know.
You do it our way. You think like us, and we're out.
I'm representing Hollywood, California.
They got 49 other states.
Give them millions and millions of dollars to draw their business and go, yeah, but we don't agree with you on this. Bye.
Yep.
And I agree with Ron Howard. The Georgia law is ridiculous. But, you know, I feel bad for the movie. That's what I was thinking about, the movie people down there who probably are not in favor of the Alabama law. It's just, I hate how all these people are caught in the middle of this crap.
I wonder how many people that would work on the movie are Georgia residents, or are they coming in for that? I don't know.
Probably both.
Yeah, they like you said, they have a big infrastructure set up, so there probably is more than we think.
But there were a lot of people. I knew a couple of people who were actually going. A hairdresser.
Trudy, big cinema.
Yeah, Miss Hollywood.
She was taking lessons so that she could do movie makeup.
Here?
There were a lot of schools that popped up.
Yeah.
That really sucked.
A lot of training for this specifically.
Yes. Yeah.
That sucked ass.
But, you know, like, falls back on hairdressing, but it's not like having, you know.
No, people liked what they were doing.
Doing Gosselin's hair.
So,
but at least Righteous Rick got to buy all that memorabilia.
The one went out of business. Yeah. Though Cruise is keeping quiet about his ex-wife, Katie Holmes, and their 13-year-old daughter, Suri, and I still can't get over that whole business that Katie Holmes had to not be seen publicly with another boyfriend for 5 years, supposedly, and she was with Jamie Foxx, and you'd never see him anywhere.
Nope.
They never. And then all of a sudden, the 5 years ended, and they're everywhere.
Yeah,
and
making
He's there around with another chick, too.
They should have released a sex tape when the 5 years was up.
Oh, that would have been so cool.
On ABC.
I think we all would have agreed not to watch it just so it would piss Tom Cruise off if they would do it.
Yes.
I would have not watched it for a while.
What did he give her in exchange for that, do you think?
The big fight was Suri, and also whether Suri could be forced into the Church of Scientology, or she would be exposed to the Church of Scientology. Katie Holmes wanted her to have zero exposure. That was her bottom line. And yeah. I think Katie Holmes, the way it went was, look, I don't need your money. I don't want this kid in that fucking church.
Really? Yeah. I want some of that money, too.
Well, Katie Holmes, if you remember the story, you know, he
comes from a very Catholic background.
She was absolutely very Catholic. Mm. And she was his fifth choice. Remember ScarJo? He took her to the Celebrity Center. She's like, nah, I don't think I want to have this lunch. And I thought we were going to talk about the movie. And there were a couple other failures. The girl in Scientology that was engaged. And they went into her file and found out that her boyfriend had they made him admit to cheating on someone. And then they exposed his file to her. So she dumped him. So Tom could go out with her. She's quite beautiful. And then Tom lived with her for a couple months until she apparently offended David Miscavige.
Oh, by being taller than him?
No, I think she said she couldn't hear him. He was speaking. She said, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. And Tom was livid. Like, you don't say that to C.O.B. Wait, what does he call it? Is it C.O.B.? B.O.C.?
I don't know. What is
Chairman of the
Board? Oh, Chairman of the Board. Yeah, C.O.B.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I thought it was close of business.
So then Katie comes along.
That too.
Katie was on the bottom of the list, but he really thought she was adorable. So they arranged a meeting.
She looked like him.
And she was like, oh my God, he was on posters on my wall. This is so funny. And they were going to talk about a movie. Well, the movie got kind of left behind again. And her family didn't hear from her for 17 days. They were going to call police, missing persons, and they just decided that she must be with him. But she talked to her parents every day. She was one of those people. Nothing. Yeah. 17 days. And then I think when they heard from her, she said, I think we're going to get married. And they were like, oh, my God. And then a couple days later, she said, and I think I'm going to change churches, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So that's how he rolls.
Nice guy.
How did he?
How dare you try to change someone's religion within 3 weeks of? I mean, who dares?
He's the king of that church.
The power
of Tom
Cruise.
But it's fucking ridiculous.
Mm. How did he overcome sterility? Was it becoming an OTA or?
Great question.
Didn't somebody speak out of class at one point?
Mimi,
to
wasn't
say,
it Mimi Rogers? Mimi. He was firing blanks.
Yeah, that was.
And yeah. Well, Nicole adopted.
Trudy, thank you for that. I had completely forgotten.
And she's been with.
He got rid of Keith. The Thetans.
Yeah. Oh, did he? Yeah. Since she's been with Keith, she's had like 10 kids, and with him, zero. Keith Urban.
Well, he's got Suri with Katie.
Mm-hmm.
If that's his kid.
But he was
Katie, Suri sure looks like Katie.
It was always my conspiracy theory that he married her because she looked like him, and any baby that came out of her would look like him.
Brilliant.
And that solved the problem, and then he looked like he was fertile.
We'll just have to see if Suri has a middle tooth, because it's well documented that Tom Cruise, if you look
at
him,
it is weird.
The middle tooth. It's right directly in line of the middle of his face. It's really weird.
Boy, brains are smoking in here today. Trudy, you've always been strong on conspiracy theories and fake promotion.
Yes.
This is a subject still touches every nerve of his body and holds a definite grudge. As he sees it, Matt tried to make a laughing stock out of him. No, it was quite the opposite. He did it himself, and he was the one who was putting Matt Lauer down. Matt Lauer was kissing his ass, which was embarrassing.
Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin?
Do you know Ritalin?
Matt tried to make a laughing stock out of him. He was and was smug and ill-educated, to say the least. Now, Cruz.
You don't even know what Ritalin is.
Cruz is having the last laugh. Tom takes great satisfaction that Matt's been called out for being the sexiest scumbag that he is and has enjoyed seeing him suffer. Oh, that's good. That's a nice guy.
Slow down. This happened 2 years ago.
That was, yeah.
Tom Cruise just hearing about it?
Still at laughing least. About it, Trudy. That's the problem.
You're glib.
Oh, that's right. He's promoting a movie, no doubt.
You're glib. That was so.
You're glib.
He sounded like such an ass. He's a big believer in karma. He prays that rat will never get back on TV after the embarrassment he put him through.
Wow. Now I want him back on TV.
I know.
Me too. Yeah, I'm pumped.
For that reason.
I agree. Thank you, Trudy. We have a good relationship. We have a good friendship, Lauer said. It was just one little moment. Oh, that's what Lauer's response was.
Yeah.
Why, Matt, why are you still kissing his ass? You are glib. I finally agree with Cruz. You're glib. Jeez. Okay, breaking network news. Breaking. Huge.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
The Dio, not concert, the Dio, why can I not remember, hologram, the Dio hologram concert. Canceled.
Yeah.
And do we have any audio representation or any reason whatsoever as to why?
It was canceled mid the last concert. They just decided to pull the plug on it, and it was kind of weird.
I don't know.
Literally.
Oh, you mean that, really?
Literally.
Ride the tiger.
Yo! Sounds good.
Why not?
As long as no one walks behind him.
Oh.
Oh, no.
See people scrambling.
Oh, no. To plug in batteries?
It's like the Beach Boys movie or the
Dead Man's Curve.
Yes.
Janet Dean.
Oh.
No.
That was it. Which is weird.
For 800 C-cell batteries.
And and was it sort of like Luke Skywalker retracting his lightsaber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just sucks. Like...
But they did notice, and like, because obviously before the concert, he has to do the rehearsal.
Yeah.
And so.
I'm glad you got so much insight into this story, because this is a huge breaking story.
Yeah. And right. And so we were watching back, Mark and I were watching back at some of the rehearsal, and you could tell then that something was wrong. Here's part of that.
Okay.
Oh, you've got the video.
Holy dive! You've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me?
Oh.
Whoa. Ride the tiger. You could see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you see what I mean?
Oh, it's wavering.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, no, Dio.
Gotta get away. Yeah. Holy diver.
Oh, Dio.
Yikes.
Dio, they got to get back in the lab with Dio.
Yeah, shut that. Shut it down.
He's going to be in the tech ICU.
I'm surprised they decided to go on with the show.
Well, the other guys, like Ripper, took over to finish off the show, and that was it.
He's very mad, by the way.
Dio?
Ripper Owens. Ripper,
oh, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could take over.
Because of all the people that are mad, that don't like the Dio hologram. He's, quote unquote, sick of all the hatred.
I mean, it's not Dio's fault. Dio's gone.
No,
dead.
Dio.
He doesn't know.
I'm trying to find his actual quote here.
I'm kind of amazed that people.
I understand if someone doesn't like it, but what I'm sick of is the hatred some people have. Wendy gets blamed, and really all she's done is spend money on this to try to make the fans happy. A cash grab is Wendy sitting on her couch owning all of Ronnie's music. She's grabbing all the cash from that, so she doesn't have to do anything. Why would she spend the money to make fans happy?
Well. Now, is she really just spending money? I mean, was really that the idea that I've got to get my widow out there? I'll spend anything. I mean, was there really no intention
to
make money? Just saying. I don't know.
And she's working on an anniversary concert anyway.
Oh, come on. So. Just pack it in.
Is Ripper possibly interested in her?
Oh,
I didn't even think of that.
He'd play that role, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad, Ronnie James. At the Fillmore, it was going to be June 8th. Scrubbed at the last minute, and you have tickets. You can go refund.
I was hoping we'd hear from Hawk on that.
Source.
I mean, I think maybe he would have some secrets.
Right, because he's...
I knew it would be canceled. That show sucked balls.
Wow.
Wow.
He's a tough critic, man.
Yeah, he is. I'm sure Hawk had some ideas as to what could have made it better, maybe.
He's a physicist, of course. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, well, there's no doubt what Hawk would want to make
it
better.
Well, I'm not saying he's wrong, either.
Dio rocked in life, but I should have got the tour.
Ooh.
Oh, Hawk on tour?
Yeah. He wanted to open for him, maybe?
I think I'd go pay for that.
Hell yeah.
Hawk!
The idea, though, that happened at practice, too, you guys. I mean... By the way, why does Ronnie have to practice?
Well, you heard why, Trudy.
You got to make sure it's a smooth running operation. They play. I mean, the other guys play live, right?
They have to choreograph around him so no one walks through him.
Yeah, they make sure nobody walks through him. They should have an electric fence around him, like dogs in the yard. Wouldn't that be great? Because then you see the guitarist who's so into it, he walks over to jam with Dio and...
He should have had gyrating titties on stage with him.
Yeah.
That would not have hurt.
Agree.
Yeah, much with better. The Dio crowd, I do believe they're okay.
You know
with
what
that.
You're talking about. Huh?
Nude bitches sell tickets.
Thank you, Professor Hawking.
The first pitch was really...
You're welcome.
Thank you, Hawk.
That is beat it, Hawk.
One of the biggest bummer first pitches possibly ever. Well, no doubt ever.
When you first saw that, did you think, did she do that on purpose? Because how is it that
No, she
bad?
held the ball too long.
Well, yeah, clearly, but...
Wait, who?
So, this girl was throwing the first pitch out at a baseball game.
Yeah.
Oh, can you bring it up, Randon?
Yeah, of course.
Did you see her daughter's version? Because she was filming. She tweeted it out, the daughter.
Oh, her video?
From a different angle, yeah. The best part is they show the crowd, of which there is none.
Oh, boy.
See that a lot of sports events these days.
Leads the league in walks, and that's carried over to the ceremonial first pitch.
Wind up. Oh.
She hit the photographer in the face.
Baseball history, or the best pitch, first pitch in baseball history.
That's hysterical.
She's still celebrating.
Hit a guy in the face. The photographer's about 15 feet away and maybe 5 feet to the side, so she had a lot of room margin for error throwing the ball, and she was outside.
Dope. 50 Cent's the happiest person in the world today.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's her daughter's video.
Look out, there's no one in the stands.
Not in landscape.
Yeah, true.
She's such a dork.
Take forever.
I was horrified.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Well, she looked cute doing it. It counts for something. Hey, did you guys, now this is not in my wheelhouse, because I thought Kit Harington was Corey Feldman. I did. The first time I saw Game of Thrones, I thought, oh, Corey Feldman's in this. Wow.
He's getting closer.
Oh, my God. How could you mistake one for the other?
There's a resemblance.
You see Yaldo.
He's getting closer to being Corey Feldman.
No, he is not. He's
come across as very soft.
Yeah,
watch the documentary they did on the season.
I got to tell you, this is so soft. There's
soft.
A lot of softness to talk about today. He apparently was so upset over the show going by the wayside that he just fell apart. He had a breakdown after the final scene. He broke down. He was crying at the final read-through, and he needed therapy.
Yeah,
he went into therapy. Which I think the therapy should be to get over himself, because I mean, come on, he can play make believe all he wants. He loves playing the character so much. Can't he just pretend he's this guy anytime he wants, like you do when you're kids?
Like he could go through his whole life being Jon Snow.
Oh wow! I don't know. I think that this is kind of a cover story.
Yeah, well, it sounds like he's
major
an alcoholic.
Yeah. But honestly, some of the clips from that documentary make him sound really soft or really, maybe just really hammered.
He sounds like he literally is just collapsing over a Game of Thrones ending.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if he's worried about being typecast. I don't see a lot of future projects in the works. He's got How to Train Your Dragon, the new one. He's a voice actor in it. But aside from that, I don't see anything that's in progress or currently filming.
They'll pick him up, won't they?
Somebody will pick him up. He's a star in this giant show. Somebody will take a chance
on
him.
Wouldn't he be in one of the spinoffs anyway?
He did. He did 7 Days in Hell with the Lonely Island.
Oh,
guys.
God, that was
really
great.
Funny. He did the Silent Hill video game movie years ago, but aside from that, he just really hasn't had anything else aside from Jon Snow. So I'm wondering if he's panicking about that, and maybe
see the clip at the table read.
Yeah, it's on here. This is where he's talking about
going
into rehab.
To spend some time Everyone is at so a wellness retreat to work on some personal issues. The final episode smashed television records with more than 19 million viewers tuning in.
And roll sound.
That final season, chronicled in the newly released HBO documentary, Game of Thrones, The Last Watch, capturing this moment where Kit became emotional during the table read of the show's final script.
We see Jon with his hand still on the hilt of the dagger he just lodged in Dany's heart.
He had to move away from the table.
They're laughing at him.
The actor telling Esquire in April that he had a breakdown after filming the final scene.
It's a TV show.
No.
And that's when I masturbated to Game of Thrones.
He felt he was being skinned when he had to take off his Jon Snow costume. I went to do my last shots and started hyperventilating a bit. Then they called a wrap, and I just expletive broke down. It was this onslaught of relief and grief about not being able to do this again.
I don't know. Yes, you do.
The actor had been open about his struggle playing Jon Snow, at one point admitting he needed therapy in his 20s after his character continued to gain popularity, saying, it wasn't a very good time in my life. I felt very vulnerable.
A vulnerability
scene after officially rapping on set as Jon Snow.
My heart is breaking. It's been my life, and this will always be the greatest thing I'll ever do. And be
pussy.
And we've been just...
I love you. Thank you. Those workers just want to go home.
They can still be your friends. Cool. I mean, it's a giant success. It's not like this thing is a total failure, fell on its ass. Would he feel better if it had failed?
Apparently, yeah.
Because
they just go role play on the weekend. Can they go LARPing on the weekend?
Play make believe all you want. You can, if you like the character so much, you can be him anytime you want.
Go to therapy and figure it out.
He's change your name. Change your name legally.
He's made $10 million off the series. So.
Oh, that's
therapy
so much fun.
Is what? How much did they say that therapy cost per month? It was huge.
Oh, $120,000.
Oh my god. Yeah.
For him?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's, yeah,
that's
for him.
The booze part.
I would think they'd charge him. Yeah. I think there's more to this.
Got to be a lot more to it.
He looks so soft in those things. It's like, oh my God, this is pathetic. Because you guys know when your kid has a costume they love on Halloween and they don't want to take it off.
Sure.
But they do. And then maybe they put it on again the next day. And then eventually they kind of get past it.
Sleep in it.
It's a 5-year-old or a 4-year-old or a 6-year-old. They get past it. This guy has to go to rehab and get therapy.
What a pussy.
I don't care for that guy.
Me neither. Too soft.
Amen. Wow. Now, there was a great new poll today on, it was in, I think, the New York Post, on America's turn-ons and turn-offs. And they're not terribly surprised, but they're always fun to look at and read. And I think maybe, Trudy, you want to call it? Do we have any phone numbers today?
Ooh. Yeah.
Kenny Rogers.
Well, because of the current time, there's a few openings that we can might be able to reach some people.
If you wanted to call David Trump about that, the tunnel opening or closing a lane that people were very upset about.
We could do that.
The guy that snuck into Mar-a-Lago.
Oh.
There's Joe Perricone.
Yes, the 95-year-old World War II veteran who just graduated high school. How cool is that?
Also, Elliot Curtis.
Elliot Curtis.
Who's that?
LSD board.
Oh, that's the guy that... was working on an old keyboard, an old synthesizer from the 60s, and it turned out they had dipped them in like LSD back in the day.
What?
So when they were recording.
So he was tripping his brains out when he looked at it?
Well, that motherfucker play those keyboards.
Yeah, so they would do, they would have LSD on it, so if they were working on a song, they would lick their finger, wipe the keyboard, and they just get a tiny microdose. Well, he was working on an old one, and there was like a piece of gunk in there.
Oh, boy.
And so he was cleaning that out and then, you know, kind of like wiped his mouth. Yeah, it did.
Gross.
And he started tripping balls.
Whoa.
Here's the whole story on it.
That's pretty cool.
The booger of ancient LSD.
I know.
Amazing.
Were there a couple people who were going to have their social security numbers frozen also?
Not that I have.
I thought I sent you a couple. Ooh. Maybe not.
I'll have to look.
And Dan Evans keeps sending old bits.
Wow.
On the show. Yeah, really good stuff. I can listen to some of that. But go ahead, Trudy. I'm going to turn the air conditioning on. Is it kind of hot down here?
I don't know. I'm fine, but
maybe some office space in Hazel Park.
Where I'm sure Gabar and the gang at Zatford and Holly would be there as well. They are continuing the Memorial Day celebration, even though the holiday is over. It still means best deals of the year are in full effect at Zatford and dealsinthed.com. Plus, to commemorate Memorial Day properly, continuing for active military veterans, police officers, first responders, save an additional $1,000 to $1,500 off Zatford's ridiculously low advertised price. So go lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew 4x4 as low as $144 a month. Or lease a new 19 Ford Explorer XLT as low as $185 a month. Finally, how about a new 19 Mustang Coupe at the lowest payment in years, just $236 a month. Ooh. Don't forget active military veterans, police, and first responders. Save even more, $1,000 to $1,500. So get details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. and Dr. Roche are finishing out their Mother's Day makeovers until Friday. And then we're going to bridal month, June, which is a lot of people are getting married, and they have to look perfect for the pictures.
See you on Friday.
So this is what you do at Dr. Roche's office.
Big boobs in there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of procedures there. Morpheus 8, which is radio frequency microneedling. And that's one of those things where it's marginally invasive, but it tightens the underlying facial tissues. And it's like a facelift. You know how they used to cut people in the old days? They don't have to anymore. And Fractura, which gets rid of the fine lines around the eyes and the mouth that age you. Body Tight, which will tighten arms or belly or boobs. Yeah, and face as well. And it gets better over time, too. BBL lightens and freshens up the face, and I just had one yesterday.
Oh.
It recreates collagen, so you look refreshed, and it's sort of plumps up your skin, makes it...
Put your best face and body forward, Dr. Gregory Roche!
Butt lifts, breast lifts, eyelid lifts, all those procedures that can capture a more beautiful group bridal photo. You can get a consultation by calling 248-338-1110. If you're put on hold, that's me!
Oh,
and
just call to be put on hold.
Or go to DRROCHE.com to check out the procedures, and Dr. Roche is triple board certified.
He had each little hair transplanted into his face with a laser, lasered in.
Yeah. And also, Luke Nowacki, some of you may have noticed a disclosure. I see. Many of us are secure. God, the tiniest print, though.
Well, you need to go to Yahoo.
Tiny, his gets a lot in. Many of us are secure with our finances right now, and that's ooable, but might not be as prepared as we need to be when planning for the future financial obligations of age and time or your kids. It might be life insurance, college savings plans, or tax-deferred investments. And Luke Nowacki can help answer all of your questions and help you plan your future finances. Last thing you want in your retirement is to have to listen to the juice remind you that he's letting you drive his car or that he pays for everything around here. Hoo-hoo-ha-ha. Call Luke at 248-663-4748 to set up a plan today and avoid your retirement future collapsing like a, what is this? Stellar stump green setup?
What? I have no idea.
I don't know. Securities and investment... Like a house of cards.
Oh, okay.
Securities and investment.
That makes more sense.
Glad I brought you around, Mark.
I'm just trying to think of what the reference is. Call Luke and he'll tell you.
Yeah, Securities Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates. I'm not as good at this, Drew, as you are. Incorporated, separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates. But the bottom line is it's Luke Nowacki.
Just call
so
him.
Give him a call. Yeah.
Let's call Luke.
Yeah.
Let's save Trudy.
Oh, my God. Well, Luke does something that's really very diverse and difficult. And, man, does he do it well, too? He's
up to speed on a lot of
stuff. Yeah, he's really quick.
Matters that it's all stuff that I don't really want to deal with.
I know. Yeah.
And he does, and I got another guy that helps me out, and he sent me something today about a fund that was – he had sold it about a month. He told me he's going to – said, I'm going to sell this fund. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And he just wrote me back telling me how much the fund had gone down since he sold it.
Oops.
He was kind of bragging a little bit, kind of like an ooh. But, I mean, that's why you need good people doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Save you from disaster.
He also steered me towards better car insurance, got me a lower rate, and a couple other things that he doesn't really need to do, but he just sort of gave, you know, good financial advice overall. So that
he
was
has
cool.
Helped a lot of people with a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with financial plans. But
he's not that cool.
Oh, Steve, stop.
He's on the warpath today,
Hawk. I wanted to mention, too, that also in this front page Detroit News story by Neil Rubin.
Which, by the way, is now in third on the...
Is it?
The Detroit
News. Who's ahead?
Well,
okay.
Nolan Finley's still ahead, but then there's a news story about the White House attacking Amash.
Oh, God.
So.
Can we ask everyone to click the story just to pop it back up when you hear this later tonight? That'd be cool to wake up and see it number one again.
Wow. That would be cool.
Neil said it was doing really well, as I mentioned earlier. But also the story talks about the Red Shovel Network, and I wanted to mention that Rob Walchek is coming over today to talk Hall of Shame with ML Elric on the Soul of Detroit. And I got to tell you, every time I see Rob, I always am interested in his stories. I always watch him, and there's always a lot of good stories behind the stories. And then looking back on all the stories when he did the 10-year show,
yeah,
I was laughing out loud. They're really good stories, and the music's always great. They're well-produced.
And
then there's that.
And boy, do they pick some a-holes. Nobody ever says, you know what, Rob, you got me. I'm sorry. I made a lot of mistakes, and I'm going to make all this right.
Yeah.
It's, you know, 100% my fault. No one ever says that. And Rob does his homework, and there's a story behind that, too. And then Charlie LaDuff is having Dave Bing on.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. Dave Bing is going to be in Red Shovel Studios. He's going to be crazy. In the deals in the D.com studios.
Is he? How's he gonna fit down here?
He's 6'3". I think he's 6'3".
Oh, okay.
I don't think Dave is that tall. He was a tall guard at the time.
Daniel Ferguson was 6'9".
Yeah, six. Yeah.
Oh, holy crap.
So tall.
Oh, wow.
Alexis Wiley was 6'4".
Really?
Yeah, she
with
is
heels.
Tall.
Yeah.
God, she is an impressive presence. So, yeah, the Dave Bing, I was kind of intrigued by that because there's so much going on. So much has happened. You know, he was the in-between. He was the, like, sort of the Gerald Ford of Detroit.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, set everything back in place, restore confidence, and, you know, everything was a mess then. So I'm very interested because I was asking Charlie questions about, like, well, what's Dave? I haven't really heard what Dave thinks about what's going on.
Charlie's been tough on him over the years, too, for not really doing anything.
And Karen worked in the Bing administration, so Karen likes to tete-a-tete with Charlie about some of that stuff.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I know. I think it'll be interesting. And I really haven't heard much from Dave, and I asked Charlie, what's Dave? Well, Dave really hasn't talked to a lot of people, so I think that's kind of a
cool
guess.
What is he doing now?
I don't know what Dave's doing, and Charlie said, I'm going to ask him. So yeah, check out any of these shows. And No Filter Sports has a new edition also, and
another one tomorrow.
Yes. A little weird week with the holiday. And with all these shows too, if you're interested in advertising, these guys, you know, in talking to Neil for so long, I realized that there's a lot of commonality among the shows in that none of those guys were really worried about making money when they started. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to a lot of people because when this started in May of 2016, since that time, there's quite a few people who have either considered it or, you know, the radio people are like, I'm going to do a podcast because I'm not done or whatever. In fact, there's somebody I know very well, Bob Rivers, who's got one.
Yeah, did you? Oh, yeah.
I didn't look it up yet. I wanted to, and I'm wondering what's happening to Zip because he and Zip are doing that New England show on Saturdays, and then Bob's doing a Seattle show during the week. So how's that working? Is Zip going bye-bye? I know Zip will tell me, whatever it is.
Yeah,
get out of here.
They both have studios in their homes, so
Bob has studios everywhere. Bob had a studio in his garage that he made all the parody songs on, a 24-track studio.
Really?
He got a lot of pretty big people in there to play, too.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, Bob, when it comes to parodies, hard to beat Bob Rivers.
No one better.
No, not just the Christmas ones, but so many funny ones. I was doing it doggy style is the one that I think may have been my favorite. Although there were many, 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 many. There's over, I think there's 1,000 of them now.
Yeah, you can see them all on his site. Bob and Zip is still up, though.
It is, okay.
Yeah, Saturday noon to 4. The Pike 100 FM.
But, oh, there we go.
Oh, my God, Zip looks exactly alike.
Doesn't he?
He looks the same.
I know.
There I was with my old man. No smooching again. The same old plan. We both start watching the TV. No possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and he smiled. Said, now, turn around, child. You see, we're doing it doggy style. Ass in the air, up nice and high. That dog is a horny guy. But though she has to try, she crouched face down in the goose with one eye. The big brown eye. Doing it doggy style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's that? Who's the vocalist?
I don't know, but she's perfect.
She sounds just like
Doggy started yelling on your
Ann
side.
Wilson.
Those are your only choices.
The Bob and Zip show is the morning show. That starts at noon. That's her tagline.
Hmm. Oh, the morning show that starts at noon.
That's
I
really
like
funny.
That.
Yeah.
Cool. So anyway, Charlie, ML, and Eli, Denny, and Bob, none of those guys, well, just to compare, some of the other people ask me about podcasts. The first thing I want to know is, can you make any money? Do you make any money? Yeah. You know, I got a few people in mind, you know, and it's never about, you know I can push some advertisers. I know the show has some commerce ability. It's always, you know, can I make some, I got to make some money. I want to make, and none of these guys, that was, I mean, everybody talks about that, but it was not the first priority. The first priority was getting a good show out there and getting a lot of people listening. So I think there is a strange common bond amongst the network.
Yeah.
And Gary Graff, we had the conversation with Gary last week too, and we didn't really talk about money. We talked about advertisers. Gary. But but Gary's really wants to get a quality show out there too.
Yeah,
and he wants to,
some great ideas too.
Yeah, it's taking him longer than it needs to because he wants
so
to get
busy.
It just right. He's a persnickety guy.
He's methodical.
And very methodical.
And unavailable sometimes.
Unavailable, yeah.
Yes. I accuse someone of leaving me a Gary Graff window because I didn't get my call in time. I was like, what is this, a Gary Graff window?
What unit of time is that? If it checks, it's 45 minutes.
I think it was something I'm available in 10 minutes, oh, okay. and I was going to call in like 17. It was like, I was available. In 10 minutes, you know, I moved on. So it was very Graff-like. But so anyway, if you were interested in advertising on any of those shows or our show, and I've been telling those guys too, you know, you can sponsor Facebook Live. Nobody's doing Facebook Live except Elric did it, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
How'd he do?
I think he was satisfied with it, although...
How many views? Know,
the technical aspect of him, he's like, it's a little washed out. We need to have a good outfit.
I know these TV people are tough critics.
What?
Yeah, on the Facebook Live.
Are we washed out?
The lighting and...
Sometimes, yeah.
No, we're not. Are we?
No, I think, honestly, when I first saw when we had the multiple cameras, I was like, oh my God, it's incredible! And they look at it and they go, the lighting's a little...
Oh, well, for God's
that's,
sakes.
That's their thing. Eli's the same way. They're TV people. Know. So, yeah, but
snobs.
But Facebook Live or their hotlines, they could sponsor for less if their rates are too high. Because they all have a lot. They're all doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to move everybody forward. And if you are interested, you could email. I don't know their emails. Do these guys give out their emails, by the way?
Just email us. We'll make sure. Yeah.
Call the boner line or call the balls line. Or ML's got a line now?
Yeah, he's always had one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No filter. That's asknofilter@gmail.com. That's how you get it. Or through the website.
Yeah, or Drew. They're all on the websites.
Yeah, Drew at Drew and Mike Podcast. Mark at
I'll
Drew and Mike Podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trudy. Is it just Trudy at Drew and Mike Podcast?
It's Trudy or Trudy D.
Do you check your email?
Yeah.
Busted.
No, I do.
And it's Trudy with an I.
And,
yes.
And Mark with a C.
And Brandon, too. A lot of people are sending drops now directly to Brandon
and
or
farts.
To me. And, a lot of farts. Well, those are coming in the boner line.
Yeah.
Which boner line has been very, I think it's been a big success.
Oh, it's quite busy.
Great addition to the show.
It's been fun.
It is Trudy at, just Trudy, Trudi at DrewandMikePodcast.com. Sorry.
Okay.
I have three emails now.
You do?
Yeah, I've got this one, and I've got iHeart.
I got like six.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What are you hiding?
No, it's just various ones that you kind of accumulate. You know, I had my old school Hotmail one from when I was in high school, and I still have it because so many different things are connected to it. I have a Yahoo one that I needed specifically for some Yahoo reason.
Right.
I also had one that I wanted to try to be professional, so it was Gmail, and then there's the Drew and Mike Podcast one.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, I have, but they're all, you know, together with the smartphone. They link them all together.
That's true.
Did anyone besides me see the story on the human resources director for the city of Ann Arbor who lost her job?
Oh, yeah. The best part is on the Fox 2 version of the story, I don't know if it's the city manager, whoever is being interviewed from the city of Ann Arbor goes, I can't believe this is happening in Ann Arbor.
Wait, I know. That was
it's
so
a big
dramatic.
City.
What'd she do?
She sent, okay, Trudy, these are text messages.
But not
she
Ann
sent
Arbor.
To someone who probably works in the city too, and there's some snarky comments, but they're text messages. Somebody tattled on her. I think it's either somebody she didn't know as well as she thought, or it's someone who got mad at her.
And this person really, you know, waited. They were biding their time, man.
Oh, no kidding.
They were over a long period.
Yeah, there
were
70 text messages. They highlighted 4 that were upsetting.
They're all ventive type text messages, too.
Yeah, I thought.
She obviously thought this was a friend, and she was bitching to a friend.
Right. And they were the kind of text messages that I could see in a lot of people's phones. A lot of people's phones.
Oh, yeah.
And that doesn't mean that they were appropriate, but there aren't those. Aren't text messages, can we count on text messages to be private if we're not in trouble or we're not being investigated for something?
Unfortunately.
No,
because they end up in someone else's device. Yeah.
This is what I couldn't.
That's bullshit. That's a one-on-one communication. You're not talking to a group of people.
But this is what I couldn't figure out.
Can't you rely on any privacy in a text message? I'm asking. I'm not saying you have to believe what I believe.
You should be able to.
That's what I was going
to
ask with this story, and this is the thing I don't know. Was she doing it on a city-owned phone like Kwame?
You know, that was my first question, and I think the answer is no.
Well, that's even worse then. But the Ann Arbor News got them through the Freedom of Information Act. So,
oh, then it's got to be an Ann Arbor phone.
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless it was put into a file.
Yeah. I believe
mean, if
that,
you're
that
doing
can't
that
be,
on
that
a public phone,
it cannot
pretty
be
stupid.
Her. It cannot be her personal phone.
No. How many people haven't texted something like, "I hate my job. The daily bullshit associated with their shitty managers."
Amen.
One.
And you'll see on Twitter all the time, Twitter, Facebook, anywhere online, that people will screenshot maybe a Facebook Messenger or
that's
a personal
shitty
text, and then they'll post that without the other person's consent. And who knows if that person wanted that information out there.
Oh, 99% of the time I would say no. But what amazes me is that she's continually talking to this person. So this person is obviously giving them some feedback, which leads them to believe that they are friendly fire, so to speak.
Oh, so the other person's texts are not included
no,
in this?
No, they're not. And
oh, we
you
don't
know
get to see what they say?
No, and also the city manager said that we are going to investigate other people, you know, who, in other words, who may have participated in these horrible conversations. And read some of the text, Mark.
That's like 1984, isn't it?
Yeah,
really Orwellian?
The story really bothers me. If it's a city phone, though, shame on her. That's dumb.
The circumstances of the departure from City Hall are documented in more than 100 pages of records obtained through a FOIA screenshots of many curse-filled texts. So screenshots, it feels like that is someone that's turned them into the city.
Yeah, that does sound like that.
That would be pretty awful. From 2017 to 2018, criticizing city leaders, complaining about her job, making remarks about crazy liberals, Black Lives Matter protesters, and the city's work to create a police oversight commission. One of them said, "I'm sure there'll be a bunch of BLM bullshit protests if they keep acting so dumb. Trump will get 4 more years without even trying." That's her LOL.
Oh, by the way, this person has a very low threshold for LOL.
Oh, I
she
know.
Laughs out loud quite easily.
Oh, really?
I wish I could bring my 9mm, but I would get fired for violating city policy. Wait. She wanted to get... It sounded like she wanted to get fired.
Negative racial comments among them. Bragging about... She said, bragging about promoting a black guy? LOL.
She allegedly texted, she chatted with someone and got a strange quote, "Do not trust her 100% vibe," like she's from the ghetto or trying to be ghetto.
That's a private text message. Yeah. It's not, I mean, it's not
a
message
nicest thing
that you want out there, but believe me, there's so many worse things in people's text messages.
In September of 2017, she allegedly texted another employee, "I don't want you to quit, but I would understand. It's hard for me to watch you guys struggle in such a shitty place and not be able to fix it."
They were kind of playing the,
this is a human resources person that you take these things to, and look what she's saying. Well,
you can have feelings about certain things and still know how to handle a human resources.
Unfortunately,
complaint.
If all the people you don't want to meet is the human resources head, the text that I allegedly wrote include gripes about various people, such as "Redacted is a moron." "Redacted annoys the shit out of me. I still want to punch her in the face." "What a fucking douchebag, asshole, piece of shit that guy is." September 2018.
No LOL, that's kind of funny.
She allegedly texted about needing to, quote, "lay the smack down on all these crazy liberals. I hope they fire me. I will sue their asses off and retire early."
Oh, I see. Okay. She's conservative.
LOL.
She's a conservative.
But
in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, but I don't know if she necessarily
go do administrative work for Howell.
Ooh.
Sorry.
But if someone were a human resources director in Howell and they were extremely liberal, would I mean, this to me is about being a tattletale, isn't it? Isn't this aren't we in a tattletale age, the adult tattletale age? Why is it so easy for people to tattle on other people and they take great joy in it and they post it? Look what I caught this person doing. Dox them, fire them. They should never work again. I mean, isn't it out of hand?
Yes. How about the Ann Arbor News?
Somebody starts doing something, you know, like, Tim, turn the record button on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're being recorded.
How about the Ann Arbor News that after they do the story, they just wrote, other texts she allegedly sent. Just a string of texts. So what out of context.
What do they say?
The finance team received some bullshit state award for our budget and redacted presented redacted with challenge coins. Too damn funny.
So she's pissed at the finance department got an award that annoys her.
Yeah.
I can understand that. She probably knows some real loads in the finance department.
Well, when you're in a business like that, every department kind of sees the other departments as
POSs.
Yeah. Or challenge coins.
We do way more work than they do.
Or being half ass or whatever.
This might be my favorite one. Is Redacted menstruating this week? HGZ stops being such a little bitch. Ha 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 ha.
Wow, she does have a low threshold for laughter.
I hate my job. Yes, I'm running out of coping strategies. Am I evil and I'm just messing with Redacted now?
Yes.
I mean, but that's so out of context. Today, you can imagine how miserable we'd all be if any asshole employee could walk in our office. I would have been fired a long time ago.
Well, now she is.
And fire.
She resigned, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
She did?
Yeah, she resigned. And fire. It was brought to city council immediately when the text
but
began.
But now someone is pissed at city council because they didn't move on this quick enough. Off. In fire negotiations, Redacted has a full beard. Makes him look less asshole-ish. She likes full beards. That's nice.
Beard.
Don't move too fast.
Why is that included?
I don't. Because I told you.
Really?
They just went, here's the rest of them. Go ahead and read them. Talking to a recruiter. Just found out Redacted is Colombian. It doesn't get along well with Puerto Ricans.
Oh, my God.
What?
How many Colombians and Puerto Ricans work for the city of Ann Arbor?
Oh, probably more than you think.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think it's the whole public sector. Performance doesn't matter when you're using other people's money.
Oh, I'm with her all the way.
But what's the context there? Is she complaining about it, or is she saying, hey, doesn't matter, we're using other people's money? There's no tone to that text.
Well,
there's no context. You don't know what she's talking about.
That text, my defense would be, it's a fact.
Well, I know, but but the way it's read, she could be reading it as a negative or as a positive.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Just watch Netflix's new Ali Wong special. Bitch is hysterical. Check it out, WFH. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, I agree with her there.
What is WFH?
Why did they put that out?
What?
Why?
I told you they just
why
had
would
them
they
all. Because they know
that?
It's good reading. Ali Wong, now if she's that conservative, I think she wouldn't like Ali Wong. She's pretty liberal. She wrote for Amy Schumer.
Oh, right, yeah.
I've just decided every female comedian has written for the Amy Schumer show. What does WFH mean? Millennials in the room? Anybody know?
WFH?
No, I don't know.
Google that.
Redacted has to go as soon as he's retirement eligible. Redacted is the departmental joke to the point where I almost feel bad for him.
I mean, this is someone
work from
gossiping.
Home.
Oh, work from home.
This is somebody gossiping about their workplace, and they definitely have an edge. But I suspect if we saw the people that voted on getting rid of her, if we went through all their text messages, don't you think? Because I was thinking about it as I was watching this story. I was thinking about my phone, and I started going through.
Yikes.
And going, oh. That's okay. Oh, God, no. Oh my God.
Mine's a bunch of hidden dick pics that Bentley sends and Bronze.
Well, there's a lot of weird searches in my phone.
Oh yeah, well, that's show prep.
And there's some pretty snarky stuff, you know, and a lot of it's just us goofing around with each other.
This HR head's pretty self-aware though. I'm such a bitch. Sorry, I've actually found a new place of complete non-caring. Must have been all the beer I drank this weekend. I drank Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I never do that. Poor day.
Yum yum yummy beer.
I agree with her on this one. Redacted told me this AM that Redacted told him that if he wants to change a bunch of titles, his would be some inflated BS title. We laughed. Talk about putting lipstick on a pig. I'm sure that fancy titles, chocolate bars, and special coins will turn everything around. Excellent management theory. Totally agree with her. I don't know what the hell she's talking about, but I agree with her.
Wait, What do special coins do?
I don't
mean what do you need a special coin?
I don't know. It's like a ninth place.
Hey, we should do that. We need to merch out some special coins.
Hey, there you go. We're just getting merch ready. When will our merch be ready?
Soon.
Okay.
I think hats, about 30 days on hats, unfortunately. But the other stuff, right around the corner.
Well, her, this whole tattletale business, is this going to fade over time? Or are we just going to all be telling on each other? I mean, isn't it kind of crazy?
Yeah, I think there's a lot more snapback against it now.
I keep finding these stories where they're usually tattletale stories where someone does something dumb and someone videotapes them, and the next thing you know, it's on national news or something. It's like, really? Well, I mean, okay, they're dumb. They did a dumb thing in their little town. Does this really something, just because it went viral, it should be national news?
Well, the story that you sent me about the woman who worked at Chipotle, and they were turning some people away who just happened to be African American.
Oh, yeah.
And they took a video of her turning them away, posted it up, and vilified her.
For being a racist.
For being a racist. Yes. And it turned out, well, first of all, she was Hispanic, and so
she wasn't white.
I'm not a white woman. And it just kind of crushed her until someone out there went back and the guy who posted the video's feed and found out that he was all about what he was in there doing.
He had so many tweets talking about how
dining and dashing. He dined and dashed. And it was, they were saying that she was racist because she was asking them to pay before they gave them the food.
Right.
And the point was, these people, and yeah, he's on his own Facebook or Instagram or something bragging about dining and dashing multiple times. So he had done it at that very store. Yeah.
But the thing about that is Chipotle fired her ass, too.
Yeah.
Without even, like, asking any questions.
No, I know.
They don't want the
That's
headache.
How it always goes in these tattletale things. It's like, my God!
And then when the guy came back, the internet hero, social media hero, and vindicated her, they were like, well, you want to come back to your job? And she's like, no.
She should sue their asses. She became national news. You are a racist. And by the way, the way we throw that word around, it was interesting to me today. I was seeing a story, and believe me, I thought it was stupid, that Kim Jong-un said that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual, and Donald Trump agreed with him.
Kim Jong-un.
And it gets into all this thing about how, in a foreign country with a dictator, a murdering dictator, saying something about an American vice president, sort of like,
I guess that's a hate crime, right?
And I agree, it's totally stupid, and he shouldn't have said it. And I don't believe that Kim Jong-un said it. Do you really believe that Kim Jong-un said, Joe Biden, low IQ individual?
You are racist, Fred.
Doesn't it sound more like something that President Trump would say?
What are you saying? President Trump's running his Twitter account. President Trump is in charge of a Kim Jong-un Twitter account.
Did Kim Jong-un tweet that?
Low IQ individual.
I thought Trump said he said it to him.
No, I thought it was
a public comment.
It was.
Un's comments on
Biden
were public.
So Un did say it? And Un wasn't at all influenced by Trump when he said this.
Of course he was.
I mean, the whole story is so silly. But anyway, I was watching right before I came downstairs, and somebody was saying, to say this about an American vice president. First of all, I don't think of Biden as a vice president. I mean, he was a vice president.
He was a vice president.
Yeah, I know. But it's just like I was thinking more of him as the guy running that he's just putting down because he's running against him. Oh. But okay, if you want to say vice president, fine. He was vice president, and he was in a foreign country, and he was talking to a dictator, and so on and so forth. But the way people go, racist! She wouldn't serve those guys up being racist. And it goes everywhere. She's not the president. She's just a chick working at Chipotle. And no one thinks twice about it. I mean, isn't that fucked up?
All dove in on her, too. These are people who know nothing about her or nothing about the situation.
And the guy who took the video was with the guy that dines and dashes.
Yeah.
He's the one that fucked her over. And is anybody, by the way, has he gone viral? Isn't a viral asshole? No.
No. And no one apologized. I mean, they were talking about the psychology of the whole thing and how people love lording things over other people. And they can do it from their phone, just sitting there.
This is so diabolical and childish. We complain about, these kids bullying. It's like, look at the adults bullying. Look at what we're doing to each other. Why are we doing this? And bringing up the Trump low IQ thing, dumb. How many people can you call low IQ, by the way, before it gets kind of old?
It was the Korean Central News Agency that put out this scathing, like an op-ed piece about him. And they called him, quote, a fool of low IQ.
That sounds more
of a fool of low IQ.
A fool of low IQ. Strange way to say it. But anyway, and, you know, and I understand why people think that's not very presidential. Of course it isn't. And it's Biden says, beneath the dignity of the president. And, well, I mean, aren't we beyond that point now? I mean, isn't the dignity of the president been lowered a bit?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm not defending him at all, but I'm just saying.
It is weird, though, to side with, you know, the head of North Korea over.
Well, he's running against
any American. So?
Shouldn't he?
I'm not defending him. I'm not going to do that. But I'm just saying it's the whole thing. I just was comparing it to the way people label people racists and call them racists. And here this girl, there's absolutely no reason to call her racist, including the video which caused this. And it's like, too bad. Too bad for her.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be an extremely traumatic thing, just like these girls who have nudes put out by ex-boyfriends. I mean, and it's just like, another day on the internet, you know, and it almost seems like now if somebody puts out a sex video, it's like, you know, another sex video. It's almost like it's almost like not mass shootings, but I mean, we just become numb to this stuff. Like, somebody called somebody a racist who isn't a racist and went viral. 90 million people saw it. Whatever.
And then the cycle keeps
doesn't
moving.
Doesn't it feel that way?
Yeah.
I know the whole business of can we ever reach a point where the tattletales are the assholes?
Just stop being dicks to everyone. Can everyone stop being
this
dicks?
This is what's one of the horrible things about social media is we find out there's so many dicks. I mean, we knew there were a lot of dicks out there, but we didn't know there were this many, and they're active all the time. They're just busier than ever now.
It's this great.
And they have a voice. And you don't want to give dicks a voice.
There's a phenomenal piece of technology that's very powerful. We choose to use it to be total assholes to each other.
Because you would never step up to somebody and do the same to them. You wouldn't have a face-to-face confrontation that way, most likely. You love just sitting back.
It's easy to be an asshole.
Undercover.
It really is.
I just hate how these tattletales are rewarded. And this one, by the way, in the case of Ann Arbor, and I know the woman wrote some shitty things in her phone. I'm not completely vindicating her or anything. I'm just saying we don't even – the person who did this isn't even mentioned. So they're completely off the hook. It's like, well, fix her, stupid conservative bitch. And she shows it to someone, and FOIA, and boom, if it's a city phone, then I really have very little sympathy for the...
Doesn't sound like
you
it
should
is,
just
though.
Know better. But yeah. I really wouldn't think somebody would post a text message. That really... you know, honestly, I guess I should really be careful what I text someone. Isn't that a shitty thing to think?
It's pretty shitty.
I mean, that's like saying, you know, I got to be careful about what I say on the phone to someone.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine if your phone calls were all recorded. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, they could be. It's a one-party state.
But... I mean, do you want to be on – when you're on the phone, don't you feel you're having a private conversation? You could be recorded, but I mean, you like to think that something is private, and I guess I just I thought texts were a little more private than that. And, you know, Freedom of Information Act, somebody tattling on her, and the next thing you know, she's out of a job, and she probably is – I have no idea how well she does her job. I really couldn't tell you. I didn't hear anything about that. It was all about – her horrible text messages. How could this happen in Ann Arbor? Someone sending a message to one other person that's rude.
Oh, believe
me. How could that happen in Ann Arbor?
It can happen there a lot. Regarding being a dick on Facebook, now this is where it became funny. Some proud mom put a picture on Facebook of her organized pantry. Like, hey, look how great I organized my pantry. Here's a picture of her super organized pantry, right? And here's some of the comments that followed. How tempting that all must be to make the adult feel organized. But in fact, that old cupboard is full of really bad food. It would be terrible for your children to eat, if nothing else. The next comment was, heart attack in a pantry.
Oh, my God. A lot of little Debbie's.
You know,
someone else was concerned about the bottom shelf, which looked like it was, quote, it's about to collapse.
Well, it is.
It's about to collapse.
All the food was still in the packaging. The woman was so urged to buy containers as soon as possible to avoid a breeding of moths and weevils. Like, that's the internet helping this lady out.
Oh, for God's sakes.
This food blows.
she's proud of her organization, and the internet just shits on it. Shits on it.
I'm wondering where the Mayor Duggan's story is going to go as far as the charity, because it's like it seemed like it's almost like starting a fire when you don't have matches. It's like, oh, dude, I almost get this thing started. I almost got something going with Duggan. Almost got him. And then, you know, it's kind of extinguished, and it seems like there's a lot of reporters trying to, you know, just get something going, and nothing seems to fly. And last night, can you go to Channel 7? It's a couple minutes after 11 o'clock. Ross Jones does a story about the charity that Dr. Girlfriend
Dr. Girl.
Has, which is supposed to take women to full term.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rather than have lots of premature births, I guess. And I mean, my understanding is it's a good charity.
Yeah,
it's
good work.
She doesn't make money off it. So it doesn't seem like the worst thing in the world if the mayor got behind it. But he said he didn't. And I guess the idea is that the city doesn't favor one charity over another. So, of course, there are people determined to find out that I think he favored them somehow. He did something somewhere. And Ross Jones.
He personally helped set it up.
And Ross, but no city employees, no resources, no city resources were used. And this is all through Wayne State. And I think he's trying to suggest that there was nothing remotely untoward about this. And a lot of people are trying to say, oh, no, we're going to dig in and we're going to find out. And Alexis Wiley's been, of course, asked a lot of questions about it. ML had her on.
It might be it's probably not illegal, but it seems highly unethical.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get thrown out over it. But anyway, I want you to watch this story.
The information we've obtained tonight shows that a city fundraiser was involved from the very beginning. It was a call from Mayor Mike Duggan's office that opened the door for a donation from this Bloomfield Hills nonprofit supporting Make Your Date. According to officials with the Carls Foundation, it was February of last year when Monique Phillips, a development officer from the Mayor's Office of Development and Grants, first called about Make Your Date.
Somebody from the city called to ask about this particular, about the possibility of us providing funds for the management or the operations of this particular program.
And it has always been my go-to charity. Executive director of the Carls Foundation and said the work being done by Make Your Date to help bring down Detroit's infant mortality rates fit with their mission. The program is run by Dr. Sonia Hassan, whose home Mayor Duggan was seen visiting last summer in video shot by a private investigator. Since the story first broke, Duggan has insisted his office never fundraised for Dr. Hassan's program.
We never in any way supported or directed a cent to the nonprofit. The partnership was with Wayne State University directly.
But Wayne State didn't enter the fray until weeks or months later after the call from the mayor's office. It was last summer when a formal meeting was held discussing how the foundation could help Make Your Date. The mayor's office stayed involved.
You were there, Wayne State was there.
Mm-hmm.
Was anybody from the mayor's office there?
Yes, a young woman. I don't recall her name.
That woman was Monique Phillips from Duggan's Office of Development and Grants. Ultimately, the Carls Foundation made a donation of more than $50,000 that went to support Make Your Date.
When I was elected mayor, the city of Detroit had the highest infant mortality rate in America. More babies dying before their first birthday.
Whether Make Your Date is a program worthy of donations isn't up for debate. It is credited with helping bring down Detroit's infant mortality rate, and Dr. Hassan's work for the program is completely volunteer. She doesn't make a dime from it. But the question tonight, did Duggan's relationship with the doctor give her program a leg up others didn't receive? In a statement, Mayor Duggan's chief of staff, Alexis Wiley, says the city made an inquiry with the Carls Foundation early on, but that it became very clear their services weren't needed and that Wayne State University could help secure the funding from the Carls Foundation on its own.
All right. So is that story, a gotcha, or is it kind of a dud?
It's a kind of a small, tiny gotcha. I mean, it contradicts some of the stuff they said, but it's only $50,000.
It's a good charity.
Well, she made a phone call.
Yeah.
She attended a meeting.
Yeah.
People grease skids for things. I'm not pro Duggan here.
No,
not,
I know, but they said there was no city workers involved in fundraising.
I agree.
That contradicts it. So it's a very small gotcha. But I think in the end.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
Once again, unethical, but probably not illegal. Oh, if she got money from the charity.
She didn't get any money
from
the
charity. But if she did, that's a totally different story.
It would appear to me that she is a well-meaning person who had a well-meaning charity.
Had a good connection.
Duggan is trying to, grease whatever skids for himself. He's trying to grease with her, apparently. Or maybe this charity is very important to him. I don't know which it is. Maybe it's a little of both. And I mean, he does have her garage door opener, apparently.
Oh boy,
that means I don't know. You don't give up your garage door.
Someone could open it. Someone could open it, knowing he's coming.
Right, looking out the window.
Person's at the home.
Oh, he could have texted and said, "I'm here."
It was choreographed brilliantly if she opened it for him. That's not something they've only done a couple times. I mean, he just cruised in that garage. Looked like he really knew how much clearance he had on each side, too. He looked very comfortable driving into that garage. But, I don't want to pick on him. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on in marriages and relationships. And, you know, I don't want to be overly judgmental there. But, you know, he is the mayor, and he's without his security. And so there was a lot of curiosity about
very
that.
Odd. Wasn't on his calendar.
Hey, does he go without a security a lot, though? I mean, I know he's not like Kwame, who has 24/7 security, security guys around.
I think he does it
the clock
more than most, and I don't think he drives his own car a lot. And I think
call it. What's your clearance?
I think he is less of a entourage type. It would
access
seem to me.
Denied.
I mean, Kwame, you knew when Kwame was
coming. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, six big
security breach.
Six big dark Escalades with tinted windows, and then you know a lot of flashing lights and a couple cop. I mean, it was really crazy.
Yeah,
kind of
like
cool though.
And he
was the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have to admit, it was kind of cool. It was an entrance. I mean, it did have a point. It was
and that's
very
what
wasteful.
To him.
And in a bankrupt city, certainly stupid. And no one was out to hurt him or, you know, that whole business that ML did the story on the Soul of Detroit about him saying he's been called the N-word and he's getting all these death threats. And then he was talking about Bob Berg dying and that Bob Berg had told him that, no, that wasn't in the speech. He added that he was in a room that was very friendly to him. And those were things that were in posts of stories. And I don't know if we got this far into it, but I wanted to say this. When those stories were going on, we read a lot of comments because the comments were very interesting. And I don't remember people. I just don't remember that many. There was a lot of cynical comments and a lot of comments about him being a crook. But did they allow people to say, I'm going to kill the mayor in comments?
No. I thought that was BS. Or use the N-word? I thought those were filtered out back then.
I thought that answer was bogus. And I know Bob Berg just died, so I'm not trying to pile on him. But that's what he said.
But the whole thing was made up. He went off script.
Yeah, he did. And I thought it was made up, too. He's such a louse. He's in jail for 28 years. In fact, not his last appeal. How many appeals can you get, by the way? Doesn't seem like there's no end to appeals.
Yeah, Bashar just had a new...
I know. A writ of habeas corpus.
Which, come on, give me a break. He's in prison.
Didn't everyone laugh when they said writ of habeas corpus?
Well, yeah, because they think of...
I was watching court TV. I think I found a loophole in your case. I'm going to talk to the judge about a writ of habeas corpus. I'll put the system on trial.
And it's all about a leave that was on her ankle that they say was not from his house, that this leave was from a tree somewhere other than...
Good luck with that, Bob. And but he has no more appeals, so he's got to go to the federal level.
Kwame's appeals... Yeah, right, he has no choice. Kwame's appeal is that the judge had favoritism to Jim Thomas, who is his attorney.
Lawyer, yeah.
That's his own attorney.
It would help him.
Who he said was against him, which was BS. Jim Thomas worked his ass off and did a fantastic job for Kwame Kilpatrick.
He didn't pay him completely, did he?
No.
The final trial was all the taxpayers paid him, and they paid him a nice rate.
That's right.
He was paid a lot of money, and he had a lot of money for the rest of his
poor.
And then, I know. God, that guy. But the judge had simply sent a wedding card, a congratulations on your wedding to Jim Thomas.
Yeah.
And Jim Thomas said, thank you, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. That was what the appeal was based on.
Yeah.
It was his own attorney. I personally can't believe that we, because I know we, probably had to pay for all the paperwork and all the garbage generated by that stupid appeal.
Yep.
I know. Nothing better than that? You got nothing better? I mean, really, why don't you just enjoy your time in there?
It makes no sense. It should have helped him then.
He's a lawyer. He can't.
Sounds like he's having a great time.
All up in the library.
Yeah, he's apparently leading
he's people. Teaching
in,
people yeah.
He's teaching them the Bible.
Yep.
He's doing Bible study, and he's a great leader, and he's a wonderful teacher. And
that's where he wants
good
to
for
be.
Him. Yeah. I could.
He's happy. I'm happy.
Couldn't you see him having a church when he gets out?
Oh, yeah.
Asks for money all the
time.
Yeah.
Well, what else is he
going to
do?
I know. That's. You know he's going to separate people from their money. You know he is.
That's what he does best.
Just like McFarland.
What Kilpatrick does best, man.
And the Fyre Festival. You know that guy is going to separate people from their money. I don't know how, but he will. You
Some
know
people
it.
Just have a talent in calling
they
a life,
do.
Drew.
They do.
Those two is to separate people from their money.
And speaking of separating people from their money, when I was watching, can you check the progress of our story, see what place we're in?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Neil Rubin, or Nolan Finley was running behind Neil Rubin's fabulous story.
Oh, bad what? News. We're now in fourth.
Fuck!
Oh, come on. Behind the $5 million donation to create a children's playground in West Riverfront Park?
Oh, that's a fluke. That'll be moving down the pike in no time. Who cares about that?
Let's see how old that story is.
It's a tax write-off for somebody.
That story was published 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, so it's getting new people in there. Big whoop. God. Should I comment on that?
Yeah.
Nobody cares about this story.
Or kids.
Stop clicking on it. Nobody cares about kids. Anyway, Nolan.
That story has no comments. Get it off the front page.
No comment. How many shares?
Oh, you can tell that on here?
Yeah, Brandon was telling me we had a lot of shares.
Well, that was on Facebook.
What about, you know, in Detroit News you said we had a lot of shares.
Oh. Go on back Detroit on Detroit News words. Facebook page.
Oh.
On Facebook.
You can't tell how many shares on the actual story then.
I tell you, this new park looks pretty nice.
We don't. I know it's nice. It's $5 million. It better be a nice park. It'll be trash in no
$5
time.
$5 million for Delta Dental.
It'll be garbage
be
all over the
story.
Place. Dog shit.
Very nice. I'm going to go. It's great.
Didn't we have 160 shares on Facebook?
Something like that.
We had more shares than the stories ahead of us.
This is more painful. The park won't even open until 2022.
Well, then hold the story back.
Until 2022.
It's not ready. I mean, they're forcing people to click on something, thinking it's new and important, and it's not. God.
Well,
anyway, when I read Nolan Finley's story today, after, of course, reading Neil Rubin's important story, I was thinking, hey, the paper was good today. There was at least three or four items I was very interested in.
As long as they put you in everything.
I know, as long as I'm in there. But no, Nolan had a great column, too, and I thought it was ballsy of him, because it's really hard to write about the Ilitches, because they're very powerful, and they have a lot of money. And a lot of influence, but
opening line is
it wasn't just that I enjoyed the paper today. I was really surprised how many people dropped an email or a comment or a text message. It just seemed like a lot more people are reading the paper. They're probably reading it online, but still, I mean, with all the cynicism we hear, Nolan Finley, pretty much called the Ilitches a drag on Detroit. In spite of their long reputation for being cheerleaders for Detroit and for bringing Detroit back, Nolan stated as pretty much a fact that at this point they're not helping the city. They are a drag on the city because they're sitting on empty land. They're tearing down more buildings than they restore. They've got 46 empty parcels in District Detroit. They've got 24 vacant buildings. And it almost sounds like they're turning into the Maroon family.
But that right there is the multi-million dollar question is, if they didn't own that property, would somebody else be developing it?
Well, the feeling is yes, that Dan Gilbert's doing it. There are a lot of people doing it. And that's a desirable area that people would like to develop. And their response was so crappy after taking over $300 million in taxpayer dollars, which was basically no comment, go to hell. This is a one-sided report. BS. We did what we had to do. 50 blocks. Oops.
Do you think, I wonder if, because remember, Chris Ilitch would not comment on the long story that the Detroit News did, that Louis Aguilar did, and then commented to the Free Press. Do you think they added a little oomph behind Nolan Finley's column?
Maybe.
Like, fuck you guys.
I don't know. I think Nolan's a pretty straight shooter.
Okay.
I do feel that.
Might have helped with the timing.
Well, maybe. It is... I think it's been pretty well documented that this District of Detroit is a disaster. If you watch that press conference over, and I really wish one of the news stations would say, you know what, there's so much talk about District of Detroit and the failure to develop this 50-block area that looked so bright and beautiful and vibrant and would connect downtown to what really would be the connective tissue to two major parts of the city that are doing fairly well. I mean, almost like it was the final piece. And there's nothing. There's nothing but a gleaming new stadium that's making tons of money for them, that's increasing the value of their franchise, There's nothing but the Michael Ilitch School of Business and the Little Caesars headquarters. Everything else, oh, didn't happen. What do you know? No promise or no guarantees, nothing nailing them down to this in the deal.
There's parking lots.
And then, yeah, they developed parking lots, mm-hmm. which they make money on. And what's even worse about it is they get a $74 million bonus because they've lived up to whatever it is that they promised by paving parking lots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's not development. That's not what those pretty pictures were. Those artist conceptions.
The watercolors.
And that was Chris Ilitch's big debut. I'm in charge now. Look what I'm doing. This is our, you know, this is the final piece of our, you know, bringing Detroit back. And it turns out it's just BS. And Nolan. Damn it. Nolan points out that they were hoarding property before this for decades, and they're hoarding it now. And not only are they not doing anything, they're keeping other people from doing anything. So they're really forcing that area to just sit in place. Just really, they're stuck in 1990 there.
Yeah.
Nothing can be done. And he suggested clawing back the property, saying, ooh. You know, because he went through the Foxtown deal. They were they made big promises when they got the money for Foxtown and to rebuild the Fox Theater. Right. And there was a big oops there, too. They didn't restore some of the things they were going to restore. They didn't develop some of the things they were going to develop. So this is kind of an old story.
Yeah. A pattern of behavior?
It is. This one, to me, what's going on in District of Detroit, this is just beyond. I can't even believe it. Because I did watch the press conference over again, so I thought, okay, is there something I missed? Did I exaggerate it in my mind? No, I didn't. They promised this. I mean, they went on and on. Look at these pretty pictures, and we've named these cute little neighborhoods. And of course, now the cute little names are off the website for District Detroit. They've removed them.
Why wasn't there something in
it? It can't still be called District Detroit either, can it, if it's just parking lots?
That's a great point.
Stop calling it that.
I know.
Why?
Yeah, why not?
Why isn't there something in the deal that the state made where they got all the tax breaks to make sure they did this?
Well, that's what...
Instead of just, yeah, we'll do it.
That's what HBO was trying to beat up the guy who had started the bill on, and he...
There should be more...
Well, we can hope.
There should be more anger at that.
Absolutely. But I think...
Because if they
the Ilitches, I mean, that does let the Ilitches off the hook a bit, but honestly, that's their job. Is if they're going to give away that kind of money, they have to make sure they're getting something for it, because that money could have gone somewhere else. And by the way, the FCA land deal for this new
downtown, Fiat Chrysler,
there's a big tax giveaway there, too. Mm-hmm. And I guess they were up against, was it Belleville, Illinois, or whatever, you know, some place in southern Illinois.
Some shithole city.
I really don't know. Yeah, probably some shithole. I really don't know what... the efficacy was of that location. It sounded to me like it wasn't a great option. But, you know, here we are handing out millions of dollars. And with FCA, I think we can pretty well count on the fact that factory is going to generate some pretty good jobs.
Sure.
So there's at least some tangible value. And, you know, I hope there is, but it was a big chunk of money. This is a bigger chunk of money. And the promises, I mean, honestly, if you watch the press conference over again, you will just be stunned to listen to what they say now. Ah, we're a little slow. Ah, we're behind. Ah, it didn't pan out. Oh, we didn't promise that. Oh, we've done so much. And that's the thing that bothers me the most when they say, look at all we've done in the last 60 years. It's like, no, your dad did a lot. Your mom did a lot with your dad and vice versa. You're the new guy. You made this promise. Go to hell with your family. You are the guy who says he's running the show now, who's getting all the credit. Mm-hmm. And frankly, when you neg and just completely flop on something like this and take that many tax dollars, I just think it's a disgrace. And I can't even believe they would even suggest it's anything but a horrendous failure and say, sorry, sorry, sorry. I mean, it's funny how I always expect people to react.
Oh, yeah,
I would if I fucked something like that up. But. Right. You know, wouldn't it be nice? And Nolan feels the only thing that we can do is the city should start enforcing the building codes on all these empty buildings and
taxes.
Just fine the shit out of the family and claw back some of the property they were given. Because some of these properties, they were just handed over to them, the deeds for next to nothing, or they got a really good deal. And when they didn't pull their end of the deal, You can attempt to claw them back, and I don't know how much success that typically
has. And they're asking
has.
For more money now? To
Yeah, for the Eddie Stone.
Come on.
No.
That was part of the that was one of your promises.
Absolutely not. Why would the city or the state give them one lousy dime? They have failed miserably. Frankly, I can't believe they're asking for money.
Oh, I can. They'll probably get it. What have they not gotten it?
I don't know. I just don't know how they could dare to give them money. I think that would look so bad. I think the people who agree to give them the money are the ones who are going to get the shit this time, because they're going to go, hey, we know this isn't going to work out, or we know they're not going to live up to whatever. I mean, it's certainly not going to live up to anything they're not forced to live up to. But as far as this $74 million bonus on District of Detroit, can we get a forensic accountant? Again, we need another forensic accountant to go in there and find out what were they really asked to do for this bonus? $74 million for a bunch of parking lots?
Yeah, it was to have a certain percentage developed by a certain time. And
that's
the parking
not developed.
Lots count. They count it.
I know they do.
Which is horse shit. More bad news. The story, your story, is now in fifth place.
Yeah. What? Who passed it now?
Two that died in a car accident, and the one in Taylor. That was on the news last night. I don't know why it's making the news now. It's just a video. A car ran a red light and slammed into a truck, and two people died.
Was a video with the story?
Yeah.
We should at least be tied with that story.
The best part is, I think Channel 2 did the story last night, and the first comment was, The guy recorded it on his dashboard camera, and he goes, it was really scary. I'm kind of shook. It could have been me.
Oh, no, really? Oh, my God.
People don't realize how bad that sounds.
It wasn't you. You should be glad that it wasn't you.
So the tragedy is that he saw something that could have happened to him.
Yeah. Can't they just, instead of saying that, can't people say, I'm glad it wasn't me?
Yeah, I feel
Or don't
fortunate.
Bring you into it. It happened to other people.
I have a new lease on life. No, it's not about you.
So
look at this tragedy, these poor people and their families, for crying out loud.
It could have been me. It wasn't you. Let's see if I can find that guy.
See him. The buildings that they tore down that were part of the historic districts, there were a couple of them.
Yeah.
And they made so many of those into beautiful buildings in other parts of Detroit.
Who, the Illiches?
No.
Other parts
of other developers have done that. And they tore down that one, the Lennox, what was it?
Hotel, yeah, that was
something
a
like
historic.
That.
Yeah.
So isn't the historic, I mean, it doesn't, don't historical societies put up quite
They did
quite
for
a
that
bitch?
One. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of bitching about that. They have.
If you even change one thing.
I think they have 29 buildings that are historic that they have not restored. That they've owned for a significant amount of time.
They're just a pile of rocks.
They have restored two.
Police say three people were
buildings.
In that car. Two of them were killed. The third person now in intensive care. The truck driver was not hurt. One man said he witnessed the crash and even caught it on his car's dash cam.
I saw an accident. I was all shaken up about it. Like, that could have been me.
Sure, just slow down. Nothing's that important.
Amen, honey.
If you're running late, you're running late.
Can we get that
she
drop?
At least you're still here.
Could have been me.
He witnessed the crash and even caught it on his car's dash cam.
What did he say, shooken?
Shooken, yeah.
I saw an accident, I was all shaken up about it. Like, that could have been me.
Just slow down. Nothing's that important. If you're running late, you're running late.
You're right, Tina.
At least you're still here.
That crash shut down the southbound side of Telegraph.
Seems to me our story is newer news.
Still working to determine just how
I mean, our story came out this morning. This is on the news last night at 10. Our story wasn't on the news at 10.
The Detroit News just published it at 4:35. Slow down.
A little late to the party.
We're getting very salty.
You know what, though? That guy was notwithstanding. It is bullshit. Everything is so fucking coned off. It's impossible to go anywhere.
It was really bad.
And, okay, it could have been me getting a cup of coffee this morning, but I can't get to Panera and get back because they're working on the road in front of iHeart. So
Woodward is horrible in the morning. Telegraph is a debacle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, Berkeley. All of Berkeley's a mess.
Seems like every summer, though, it's like that. And still the roads suck!
Hey, when are the damn roads getting fixed?
I got to tell you.
Clock's running, Whitmer.
I think that is going to become... Like the, in 5 years, you'll be blown away.
Yeah, no
Fix
doubt.
The damn roads.
It already is.
In 5 years, you'll be blown away.
In 2.0. 5 years.
You're going to be blown away.
It is. And she just happens to say that.
Because it's about time we fix the damn rocks.
All right, let's do it.
She happens to say that in like 2004. We're in the middle of a giant recession when 5 years is up.
She didn't say how we were going to be blown away, whether we're going to be blown away in a good way or a bad way.
Fair point. We were blown away.
Hey, it's just Courtney Love is trying to get the band back together again.
Hole?
What?
Hole.
Really?
Is she?
Cool.
Yes.
Isn't there a dead member?
There's a dead member, and all of her songs are from Billy Corgan, right?
And Kurt, maybe.
William Patrick.
But I suspect I like in this that she's attempting to glom onto Kurt's 25th anniversary of his death.
Probably.
Murder.
You know, she's her back.
She tried to do the acting
the guy
thing.
At Wendy's.
Don't you think she tried to segue?
Yes.
To acting, and it looked like it was working, and then it didn't work, and then she segued into drugs and painkillers and I don't know what else.
And they're trying to get Kurt's music and accuse Dave Grohl of...
Oh, that's right.
I would
molesting Francis Bean or something like that.
Yeah.
She is
what a
nut. I would have thought she would have tried to wring something out of Hole a long time ago.
I know. There's no call for that, is there, though? I mean...
That's a good question. I have a feeling, I don't know, is Hole beloved by chicks?
No.
Or is it a... No, it's not.
I'm speaking for all chicks. No one likes Hole. Anymore.
I just wondered, when they were hot, was it kind of a chick thing? Or not really?
No.
I think as part of a bill it would work. As part of a bill. With a couple
other
bands.
Sure,
yeah, from that time.
They have five really good songs, I think. I mean, this one. You guys don't like this one?
No, it's a good song.
Why am I defending Hole?
Is this William Patrick Corgan's song?
Yeah.
Is it?
Couldn't she open for William Patrick Corgan?
No, he doesn't like her anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they were lovers, weren't they?
Ugh, God. You.
I know, that's the most attractive couple this side of Moby and Natalie Portman.
Well, at least one of that couple's attractive.
Yeah. Did Matt end up going to the Who? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm sure Gary,
if anybody went.
I'm sure Gary reviewed it though.
Gary.
I just wondered how Roger was at LCA.
You know, I saw a lot of pictures, and he looks good. Roger always looks good. I mean, he's 73, 74 or something. I mean, it's amazing. And
Pete does too.
You think he's handsome?
Pete looks pretty good too. The guy from Mott the Hoople.
Oh, Ian Anderson, Ian Hunter.
Ian Hunter,
right,
yeah. He looks amazing. He's 80.
I know.
And he sounds good.
No, seriously. If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
Well, speaking of turn-ons, like
looks
Ian
like
Hunter.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Ian Hunter's not a turn-on, no. I wouldn't go that far.
You know, we get this list every year. Maybe we get every 3 months. I don't know. It seems like it comes up a lot, but... It's always fun to see what they're talking about and what people are saying. And the biggest turn-on, it seems, is being kissed on the neck. It's the most universally liked thing.
By women? For women?
I think that's across the board. They do separate it. But, like, guys, the biggest turn-on is...
Blowjob.
Touched on the penis.
is women saying, I like that, or I like what you're doing.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. Your cock feels so good.
Oh.
Something like that. Something along those lines.
Men, they dig that they're doing well.
They like the reinforcement. And women
like
it, too. Nibbling
Did you
on
like
the,
it?
Nibbling on the ear scores high. Eye contact.
Sex, I like it.
There's a fine line there, though.
46% say sex toys is... Wouldn't it be bad to be making love to someone who was a non-eye contact person who's looking down the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere but in your eyes.
And you're trying to get their attention.
Yes.
Over here. Oh.
46% say sex toys are a turn-on. I would have thought that number would have been higher. 46?
Yeah.
Nowadays?
You like my vibrator?
Well, plus, you know, that's a pretty loose definition. Sex toy? I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah, well, could be whatever you think it's going to be. I mean, if
very big.
76% of men like performing oral sex. As opposed
bad,
to,
huh?
I think that's improved, hasn't it? Kind of over the years.
Seems like it's gone up. That number.
There's a lot of eye contact between Bezos and Warren.
Which would be hot.
I'm going to explode inside you. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
I like that, baby.
I'm going to fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do the talking.
Say, why'd you do that?
I'm about to do it.
Oh my God.
Great.
Oh my God. Is that on the list? Finishing noises?
Yeah, for a turn off.
There's only one thing that goes through my head when I hear that. Bezos! Yeah. That's it.
Hey, Mackenzie, by the way, 36 bills. She's given half of it away. Whoa, my girl.
I think she can swing that.
Yeah.
It's a nice take.
She's going to make it makes him look lame, though.
That he's not,
he's not giving any.
Yeah. Well, this is what I say when, you know, for example, AOC was saying that, why does anyone need more than $10 million? No, I don't think that's a very good question. Why does anyone need more than $10 million? Well, because you want people to build things and employ people, and you want people to have incentives to do that. And that's how capitalism has worked. So I'm not sure I understand her question. But when I thought about it, and we talked about this, the people who have made the gazillions and billions and whatever illions of money you want to talk about, the Ted Turners and the Bill Gates and the Warren Buffetts, they give it away. They give so much away. They're very charitable. And the idea that the government would take that money and use it versus them and the causes, and, you know, I've been a proponent of Melinda and Bill Gates always.
Yes,
yeah, the great work they
especially
do.
All that money they're sending over to, sending over to Africa.
They do. They give away a lot of money. And I refuse to believe that the government would do better with if they said, Bill and Melinda, no, I'm sorry, Melinda and Bill Gates, you can have $10 million. We're taking the rest. I just don't believe the government would use it better. I really don't.
No, I don't either.
But that's
but at least they'd use it here.
Well, they would use it here. You're right about that. Well, no, not necessarily.
I was going to say that's not necessarily true, too, because we give a lot of aid.
But
and yes, Brandon, it is down.
And speaking of AOC, I thought this was the strangest story that on Memorial Day, a minor league baseball team flashes pictures on the scoreboard of enemies of America. You know, and there's Hitler and there's, I don't know, Stalin or...
Kim Il-sung.
Yeah, was Un up there? I don't remember exactly who's up there. And somehow in the middle, AOC's face comes up on the screen, which I thought was kind of funny. But also, and of course they apologized, but why in Memorial Day would you put enemies of America up on a scoreboard at a minor league baseball game? Doesn't that seem a little strange?
Very odd. No, I know. It's supposed to be for the fallen soldiers.
What's that have to do with Memorial Day?
I don't know. Anyway. I feel like they just got that video off the internet. I feel like someone
did.
Just tweeted
someone
it to
just
them,
hit
like,
YouTube. Hey, this looks good.
Well, did you hear their apology?
Have something for Memorial Day up on the scoreboard.
Their apology
okay,
was something along the lines of, we wish we would have screened the whole thing.
What
makes you feel like somebody was like 20 seconds ago, hey, that's pretty cool. Let's put this on there. We're a AAA team. No one's going to notice.
What do you do when those enemies come up? Is this like a, you know, everybody's boo? Is that
I guess,
the moment?
I don't know what else they do.
Is that better than like applause and cheering for heroes? Yeah.
It just seems so silly. I just really pictured somebody going, hey, get some on the scoreboard that goes along with Memorial Day. And I go, oh, this has a couple million hits. This is probably good. Enemies of America. Cool. And just hits play, and it's just up there before they know it. But getting back to the poll, 76% of men said they like performing oral sex. What percentage of women would say they liked doing the same thing? The giving.
Well, there's always 10, so 10%.
I'd say higher.
Anybody going to throw out a number?
56. 69.
It was 56.
Oh, it was?
56%. You were right.
Oh, really?
Wow. And 23% of women said it's a turnoff giving it. So, you know, might be a lot of those. If you had a Venn diagram,
I blew another one.
If it was a Venn diagram of single women and the ones who think it's a turnoff, it might be a lot of crossover there. I don't know. Just saying.
What a nice guy. Say, I only suck this, baby.
It's funny.
Thanks, Juice.
There's always. Let me play it again.
What a nice guy. Say, I only suck this, baby.
Nice talk. Anal sex, a topic everyone loves. Percentage of men who think it's a turn on? Guesses, anyone?
Anal sex, 98.
Anal sex.
Probably 28.
52% of men.
Okay.
Dig it. And you know what? I read more on that topic because I was very intrigued by these numbers. Apparently, millennials think millennials are attempting anal sex quite a bit more than their predecessors.
Anal costs you extra?
Because it's not.
Because they watch a lot of porn.
Oh, I see.
And a lot of millennial women are also having it. They don't quite feel the same way as the men about it.
No.
But they don't, apparently they don't feel as free to not do it. Mm. You know, there's a lot of people who just say, no. But anyway, the percentage of women that find this a delightful activity.
4%.
No, it'll be more than that. There's always 10%, so probably 15, 16?
19%. 19. And I've seen this before. It seems like, boy, no matter how hard guys try, they can never get it past the teens. It's just not something that some people are going to like, apparently. Being teased during sex, that's one thing the women were higher in. They love it. Well, they like it better. 52% of women like to be teased. 49% of men like to be teased. And then the, let's see, then they had the outright top 20 turn-ons. Mm. And this is for both sexes, I believe. Neck kisses, I like that. Partner undressing you. Oral sex, fourth. Undressing your partner, fifth. Nibbling the ear, sixth. Eye contact, seventh. Going down on the giving end, eighth. Yeah. Being teased, ninth. Sex toys, 10. Talking dirty, 11. Strip tease, 12. Being dominated, 13. Partner being rough, 14.
Oh,
and by the way,
can you make me feel good? Can you make me feel good?
These categories are very female driven when you get into the being dominated, partner being rough, getting spanked, pulling hair, which is 16th. Women, there seems to be a lot of women that like those things, and biting too.
Yeah.
And then there's sneaking around, and the example they gave was having sex when there's a roommate you can't wake up. That was 18th. And then finally, role playing. And then when you break it down by gender, women, neck kisses, I like that. Partner undressing you, oral sex. Undressing the partner, men like, I like that. Oral, undressing their partner. Giving oral is fourth with men, not even top five with women, and neck kisses fifth.
Or does fanning your wallet come in as a turn on?
Didn't see that on the list.
Shopping.
Put it in.
Okay. God damn it.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It hasn't happened to me before. Hold on. You know, I'm just going to cram it in soft and hope it gets hard inside.
You think I'm disgusting, don't you?
No. Of course not.
It's... I'm huge.
No, you look beautiful.
I'm bursting out my seams.
Where
did that fall?
I think that's 21st. Non-sexual turn-ons. I like this category. It's very interesting.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Smells good is number one. Hmm. Affectionate.
Is this for all women and men?
Yeah, it's for both.
Yeah, I believe that.
Affectionate, number two. Makes me feel appreciated, number three. Hmm. Number four, dresses nice. Number five, intelligence. Number six, confidence. I would think five and six would come up higher, but I guess those are the more, smells good, affectionate, makes me feel appreciated, dresses nice.
A confident slob.
Who stinks.
Or a nice smelling dolt.
Generosity is seventh, and that comes up in the turn off category too, as in cheap.
Oh, yeah.
An active listener, in other words, he listens to her or she listens to him. Playing with my hair is a non-sexual turn-on. I assume that's females playing with my hair. I don't know.
Okay, it could go both ways. Sure.
I guess. And then being taller is, I guess, a turn-on for men. And also taller. Women like men who are taller, typically. Yeah. Turn-offs. Number one, bad hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, being mean.
So mean.
She was mean to me. It was a huge turnoff. I don't want to be with her anymore.
Now, see, I'm confused because this example, this person's being mean, but they're also very confident. So is it a turn on or turn off?
I know, but I want to see your face.
Yeah, she likes looking.
I don't like that way. You don't like to do it face to face? No, I don't like that way. I don't like to see the face.
The face?
That's crazy.
Look!
Whoa.
You can get a doggy style, you can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices. This is my house, and I get to say.
Got it?
Come on. I'm going to say that.
Geez, Sammy.
I think that's a turn on because he's being a little rough. He's showing confidence.
Very confident.
And
but he won't do eye contact.
Also,
being mean.
Dominated is a turn on for women, so he's dominating her. So I think that's a big that'd be pretty high on the list. I would say that would probably be the example. Rude to waitstaff is I was like, wow, that comes up that high, but that is a real that tells you a lot when someone is really rude.
Yeah.
Eating with mouth open.
Ooh. Ugh,
that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Flirting with others. Nobody wants to see their spouse, boyfriend,
what
girlfriend.
If they're confident in doing so?
That's probably worse.
And they smell good.
Number six, talking about exes.
That's just rude.
That's a good one because I hate it when I'm around a couple and one of them is talking about an ex, and I always feel like I feel weird for the other person.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like I was watching that.
Empathetic of you.
Well, no, it's cringy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially if it's, you know, because I always, you'd like to think that it would be something very innocent, like my ex and I bought this house together and we had to sell it. But I was watching the real estate show on Netflix about all those cute girls that sell real estate in that place in L.A., mm-hmm. and they all make gobs and gobs of money. It's not a bad show. It's kind of like Real Housewives, but it's different. It's more about their work.
Okay.
And about them being hot, too.
Nice.
Anyway, one of them was with her new boyfriend. They were engaged, and they were at her boss's house for a party celebrating something, and they were like, oh, and congratulations to her. And the conversation came up about how, well, you guys used to go out, and they started having this conversation about, yeah, we went out for 4 months, and we broke up, and well, why don't you get back together? And I was like, really?
Wait, and her new guy was with her?
Yeah, he's that's sitting so, there listening so to this. And like, yeah, and
you
actually,
just sit there like, duh.
The dude changed the subject. I think okay, he was uptight. Yeah. So
probably had a three-way.
Maybe.
In one of the houses they're selling.
Turnoffs again. Talk about X is number six. Being cocky is number seven.
Look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
Oh, that's confidence.
That is confidence. Talking too much. Is a turnoff. Oh boy, that's a bad. People talk.
Period.
Bring the conversation to themselves. Ugh, ouch. Ooh. Bad dresser number nine. Baby talk. Number 10.
Baby talk.
People talk like babies all the time.
Oh God.
Insecure. Number 11. Long nails. A turnoff. Too much cologne or perfume.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Being cheap. I agree. Being cheap is that's not a good characteristic. Lack of confidence, body hair.
Ugh.
Hey, it's only 16th.
You're a cheap little bitch.
Too much PDA.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, especially if you don't want PDA and the other person does. That's kind of a bummer.
Period.
Bad driver.
Oh, yeah.
Bad taste in shoes. And then calling someone by their pet names in public.
Goddamn shoes.
Single.
Phew, I dodged a bullet there.
Huh. It's a good list.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Is there a phone number we want to call? Is there one phone number that stands out?
Kenny Rogers.
Can we call Kenny?
We can try the number. You didn't even read the story. He's preparing for death. We should all be very concerned.
Well, I would love to call him.
Are you guys concerned about Kenny Rogers?
Absolutely. I just walked in to see what condition my condition was in. Yeah.
That's Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, that's the first edition.
No
kidding.
Kenny
Rogers in the first edition. That was a cool song. He was kind of cool then.
Big Lebowski made that.
And then did they?
Yeah.
That is in the movie.
Relaunched that.
Right.
Yeah, that was a really funny one.
Listen to this. Kenny was cool for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sold out.
I would love to have that sweater. Lebowski sweater.
Oh.
Like one like it.
Not bad.
It's so bizarre.
That's kind of trippy.
I found my mind. I never knew this was Kenny Rogers. But then
I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Way Out Harmonies.
So did he trip on acid, Kenny Rogers?
I guess.
Totally, man.
Apparently he did.
Or was he just trying to be cool?
But I think the first edition sort of fell by the wayside, and then he thought, you know, country, there's no good artists in country. I'm getting murdered in this business. I'm going to go into country and kick ass!
Yeah.
He was, let's see, Sir said a 25-year battle with hepatitis C left the gambler with liver disease, paralyzing back pain, and other agonizing problems. But he did all that three-way, that eight number for three ways.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Was Diane Parkinson?
She was in there. Nice. Yes, she was.
Well done, Kenneth.
He was reputed to have bladder cancer, and there have been questions raised that he might have lung cancer, and is a diabetic, has high risk for heart failure and dementia.
Oh,
so Dr. Gabriel Merkin was not treated, Rogers.
What?
No, he hasn't treated him, but...
Has he written a book or anything?
I don't know. We'll see. Neighbors had previously reported the singer appeared disoriented or lost with the ongoing issue of wandering the neighborhood at night and trying to get into other people's homes.
Oh my God,
how weird. Kenny Rogers is walking into your house in the middle of the night.
But we know he's easily...
Not looking like Kenny Rogers either because of all the bad plastic surgery.
Well, that's interesting because he's easily mistaken. Other people are mistaken for him. Remember that website?
Yeah. That was funny. Very funny website. One neighbor who visited Kenny Rogers' home said it reeked. It smelled like something was rotting, and there was medical equipment everywhere.
Kenny was rotting?
Oh, boy, what a picture that draws. Yeah, well, he could be rotting, but it probably just stinks.
That is what we are. No one in between.
Ghetto superstar.
How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we rely.
Did they ever get it on, Dolly and Kenny?
I don't know.
She was married, wasn't she, at that point? Yeah,
she's been married to Carl forever.
He's got a lot of confidence, good hygiene, doesn't matter.
Dolly, there's only been rumors about Dolly, but nobody ever nails him down like that she, like chicks.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No kidding. And then there's been rumors about her. She's been connected to people, but it seems like she never really gets busted. But
she just goes around acting positive and, you know.
Yeah.
I think nobody really
writes a lot of great songs.
Harsh her out, yeah.
Since Kenny's gone AWOL, any of his close friends aren't hearing from him, you just fear the worst. He's decided to live out his final days with just his family at his side. The lady singer. Lady.
Oh, no, lady. That is such a bad song.
You must get so hot when you hear Lady. I know you do.
No.
You get hotter when you hear Lady by Kenny Rogers or Lady by Styx.
Lady by Dennis DeYoung.
Lady.
I'm fetal when I hear both of those.
What?
Oh, it's gross.
Lady.
It's very romantic.
Don't anybody ever woo me with Lady.
Styx version
everybody
is so powerful, though.
And I love you.
I hate it.
I think we need to listen to the hook, at least the hook of that.
You have made me what I am.
What?
Trudy, this song is so beautiful.
I am yours.
Maybe what I am, I'm yours.
He's giving himself up to you.
Yeah. He's giving you all the credit.
My love.
What do I do with him when I have him?
There's whatever you want, apparently.
Many ways I want to say I love you.
He makes his voice all vulnerable.
Let me hold
he is vulnerable.
You in my arms.
That's why you like him so much. Why do women like guys that are vulnerable? That kept coming up on The Bachelor. I showed her my vulnerable side.
Wait a minute. We don't feel as threatened if you're vulnerable.
That's part of letting the walls down, is showing how vulnerable you are. These people have known each other like 45 minutes, and they're telling him the most horrific things in their lives.
What things made the Bachelor candidates vulnerable?
Wait, let's see. One guy, his mom had a stroke when he was 13, and he bawled his eyes out when he left the room.
Ugh, that's weird.
Trudy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Lady! Yeah!
Oh, my God. Oh.
Tommy Shaw, singing to you!
Hey, it's a lady. He was at that one concert downtown, and I so did not want to go. Dennis DeYoung.
Oh, Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah.
Yeah, does he still tour on his own?
Yes.
Apparently those guys just don't like him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And he
did push the Roboto thing.
He pushed it
stage.
So
mm-hmm. He wanted the whole Broadway Roboto. Right. He thought it was going to be the ultimate concept album. And then turned into a Broadway musical.
Well, I remember seeing him like right when I first started going to concerts, and he opened for Queen, I think. And I'm like, why is that guy in pastel colored polyester pants?
Yeah, he always looked like a cheese ball.
God.
Didn't he have a big beard too?
Yeah, well, if you look at any picture of him, he's over-styled. He'd be a turn-off all the way.
Oh, boy.
Is this one of the worst songs ever?
Yeah, and it got a lot of airplay, too.
Ton.
Look at what they had to do.
Got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Parts made in Japan?
Yeah.
Was this Roboto's kids?
America first. What?
Is this Roboto's kids he's talking about with parts made in Japan?
Is that them? They have to do the choreography thing where they walk like robots. Oh my God.
Well, it's definitely Dennis.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
Crank it.
Is this the video? What is the video?
Yeah. My blood is boiling.
My brain is IBM. IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone.
Oh, get out of here, DeYoung.
Wait, he's wearing a lavender suit. A double-breasted lavender suit.
What is he, a robot?
He's so awful.
Notice the band is nowhere near the shot. For some reason, I like going to YouTube and watching dumb old videos. Isn't it amazing how many bad videos there are?
It is a good. It's a secret pleasure.
And somewhere, I feel like I know every frame of this video. Exactly, I know exactly what curtain is going to come flying up in the air, and what scantily clad woman is going to come dancing into the scene. And the chicks, by the way, that became video stars, that was a pretty short term thing. That was a brief 15 minutes. Tawny Catane and Bobby Brown.
Oh yeah,
for Warrant.
Right.
How, being associated with Warrant, what a bummer. And I'm sure she thought it was so cool. And I was listening to her on a podcast, which was about rock and roll muses.
Uh-huh.
And they talked to a different muse. And I'm like, wait, Bobby Brown? The muse for Warrant? That makes the cut? And she has kind of an old-sounding voice.
It's Tyler's kid's name who was in...
Steven Tyler?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not Mia, the other one.
Wait, the one that's in all the movies?
Yeah.
Liv?
Liv.
Tyler, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
She and Todd Rundgren raised.
Right. Yeah. She actually did okay, though.
Yeah, she did okay.
See how that fell into her lap? That's Entendre, baby.
In this podcast, they will make you believe that people are still talking about this video. That it was so hot. And Janie Lane died. Didn't he?
Yeah, I think.
From embarrassment?
No, he survived that.
Barely.
But I think something else got him.
The thing that I always find amusing about this is because, you know, like you want to say something about the band when you're, you know, introducing the song.
Oh, yeah.
So you look them all up.
Yeah.
And
that's when you say, nothing can really be said about my next.
Hair in the 80s. God, it was so terrible. It was all bleach blonde and thrashed.
Alcohol poisoning.
Really?
Ooh.
He died of alcohol poisoning?
Wow. Yeah. At a Comfort Inn? Bummer. Check the reviews. Covered in Woodland Hills, California.
He was 47.
He was dropped off unconscious by his then manager and driver, Mark Waldo.
Nice manager.
Confirmed. He was officially pronounced dead by the fire department shortly after 5:30 p.m.
I'm confused. The manager dropped him off at the Comfort Inn?
He poured him out of the car.
Why not pour him out in a hospital?
Wait, they had a public memorial concert for Janie Lane?
Wow.
With great, Great White Quiet Right, L.A. Johnson. The whole rock and roll world behind it.
Come on,
he looked different at the end.
Oh.
If this passed me on the Detroit News Board, I would not be happy.
Guess what? The memorial.
Benefit concert or the death.
The memorial appears to be online.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet Riot. There's a good doc about Quiet Riot. That's quite humorous.
I made this because I'm a huge Janie Lane fan. I was totally shocked and saddened that my hero. Oh, so this guy just made his own tribute.
I see. The tribute? Or it's his tribute.
Mark, do you have Kenny Rogers' phone number?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Really?
How do you have Kenny Rogers'
number? We go way back.
Yeah?
Yeah. back in the roaster days.
Did we ever call him?
No.
Want to give it a shot?
Yeah, why not? I want to make sure he's okay.
You want to give it a gamble? The,
see how his lady's doing? Well, you got to know when to hold him and when to fold him. I mean, if he sounds sickly picking up the phone, we're going to have to fold.
Oh, we both playing it? Sorry. Yeah, it's on the story I gave to Drew. Out the window at the darkness. Drew, do you have the story?
Serious as you shall, I thought someone emailed in today and said that Dan Gilbert faked his stroke so he didn't have to go to Mackinac for that stupid conference and deal with the fact that there's only horses. And
if that was true, that would be genius of him.
I know. I thought the same thing. And I wasn't when they said, he'll have to miss, I was like, oh, that's really going to break his heart to miss that.
Oh, wouldn't that be horrifying to have to go to that?
I went there by choice once. And I'm stunned that it happened.
What? For the economic thing?
I was up north. No, I was just up north. Oh, it was like, okay. Checked out Mackinac Island. I have no idea why or what I was thinking.
Did you get any fudge?
Yes, I did. What else are you going to do?
Ride a horse? I don't know. We
have rented bicycles and ridden around the island.
Fun. You got to know when to hold them.
I want to make sure he's okay so he doesn't knock us out on the board on Detroit News. Hello? Yo?
Kenny?
Is that a recording? Oh. Yeah, I was trying to reach Ken. Kenny? Just want to make sure he was okay. Just read a story and want to give my very best wishes to Mr. Kenny Rogers, ladies and gentlemen. If you see this and you can call back the 248 number, we would appreciate it. We're concerned. Thank you.
Can. I can.
That was so clearly him.
I didn't even hear the voice.
I'm just that confident. Women like that.
Wow, here's a story that could actually beat our story out on the Detroit News board. A man died on a flight from Mexico City after ingesting 246 bags of cocaine.
Oh,
wow.
The flight bound for Japan had to make an emergency landing in Mexico's Sonora State after he began to have seizures. The man identified as Udo N. Udo N? That's a fake passport.
That's a pretty cool name, though.
It is cool.
That's a great name.
Died of a cerebral edema caused by a drug overdose. Passenger, wait, wasn't he doing it to sneak the cocaine into the country?
Yeah.
So it burst. The bag burst or something. Okay.
They had to have multiple little bags, right?
Can you imagine how high that guy must have been? And how paranoid he must have been? Man. Oh, my God. To be that paranoid.
Imagine sitting next to him on that plane.
Teeth grinding going on.
What'd you say, Brandon?
Nothing.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say something. Passenger transferred to the flight after starting his journey in Bogota, Colombia. According to a statement. Oh.
Well, geez, make it a little more obvious.
The bags measuring 2.5 cm long and 1 cm wide were found in his stomach and intestines during the autopsy.
I have to go home.
Actual audio.
Mr. N?
That's Udo N. Remaining 198 passengers aboard were able to continue their journey after the emergency landing. Oh, we're worried about them. Okay. Oh. Is he on the phone?
Oh, yeah. I think Mr. N is on the phone. This is crazy.
Are you kidding me?
I think so.
What's his name again?
Udo.
Is that Udo? Udo. Is that Udo from heaven?
Mr. N? Yeah, that's right. He's dead.
Mr. Udo, are you okay? Really? I'm curious, when all the bags burst, was there anything in particular you wanted to do?
Really? How quick after you took it did you start feeling the effects? Was it how long did it take?
Very fast.
Just crying.
What did you think of the flight attendants? Did they help you out? I mean, what did they do?
I'm not angry with them.
Oh, you're not angry. Why aren't you angry with them? Go down. That one. Why aren't you angry with them?
Job.
Oh, it's their job. Okay.
Now, were you? Would you say that you were extremely high when all the medical problems started?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Well, you must have an incredible tolerance, Mr. Udo N.
Yes.
Were you an annoyance to the other people on the flight? I mean, that's a lot of cocaine.
No.
Oh, okay.
They didn't mind him stop.
He chuckled at the question.
Yeah. Wow. So were you alive when you got to the hospital? I mean, were you still conscious?
Yes.
Oh. Were you in any kind of pain at all?
No.
No.
Really? Feeling no pain. Wow. Well, overall, would you say it was a positive experience? Udo?
No.
No.
No, Corey.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, Doug.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, this sounds like it's taking effect. Is there anything you need to do now, Mr. N?
I have to go home.
Okay, see you later.
Can you just give us one little piece of maybe a little audio of what it sounded like when all the cocaine hit you, when it finally really hit? Wow. Oh, that sounds terrifying. Thank you, Mr. N.
Have a great day.
Bye.
You go on home if that's what you want. Okay. Thank you, Udo.
Later.
Oh, that was really short notice, too. So it's quite something to have him.
Well, he's a Melrosian hang-up, too.
Of course he does. You know, I just want to wrap up by mentioning Mount Everest and the craziness going on.
Oh, isn't that great?
Let's go. You know, I see that line. They show you this picture of Mount Everest, of the summit. And there's a line of like 300 people. They're just inches apart. And there's certain people in the line who are like, I'm so cold, I can't move. And so the rest of the line is stuck behind them. There's nothing they can do.
Oh,
and it's 40 below. A lot of them have frostbite. And a lot of them, too, you know, your brain stops working properly. Right. It's almost like you have dementia when you're that cold. And so, you know, normally you go, this is fucking crazy. I'm going down, see it base camp. Instead, they go, I'm going to the top. I'm still going to the top. I just have to wait 40 minutes while this guy decides whether he can move or not.
Oh, my God.
And then I got to climb over this dead body. I mean, there's dead bodies up there. It's fucking insane. And Nepal, which is where it is, in Nepal, they make money on the permits. So they just issue, you in a permit? Yeah, we're playing space. Go on. A little line at the top, but otherwise it's okay. And so these people, they're climbing. And some people are signing up with these Sherpas who say, not far from Kathmandu. Pretty close. That's really where I'm going. They sign up with these Sherpas who say, we will get you to the top.
Sure.
You can be a complete fuck all, and we'll get you up there.
That will carry you.
Yeah, you can be the biggest loser. You can be three Mandy Moores. We'll get you to the top, damn it.
That's ironic because Mandy Moore is there right now at base camp.
She was at base camp. Yeah. I saw that.
What?
Yeah, she looked great, too.
Is she going up?
Yeah.
No, I think she was just going to base camp. I didn't understand why would anybody go to base camp.
Well, I think it's, aren't there multiple base camps?
Yeah,
there are.
So people will just climb to, you know, the last one and not make it to the top.
You know what? I can't think of anything I would least like to do is climbing an effing mountain for any reason.
Really? It sounds super simple. No. As long as you don't mind waiting in line.
Yeah, if you don't mind waiting in line at the coldest point of the climb.
My God.
When your extremities are absolutely freezing, at risk of losing your extremities, and someone in front of you is colder and can't move, and you have to wait for them. And there are people at the top taking selfies who need to get the fuck off so more people get to the top so the line can move. I mean, it's just such a mess. I cannot believe it's going on. And my feeling is that this is going to be every year we're going to hear, oh, no, 11 people died in 9 days at Everest. There's a huge line to get to the top. It's crazy. Everyone knows this, but they have to go to the top because people just have to do certain things just like, don't you know that people are going to die taking selfies every year? That's not going to stop. People aren't going to go, okay, this happened 200 times in the last year, so no more crazy selfies. No, you can't control the masses like that. We're just too dumb.
Here's the best part, though. Not only do they wait in line, but when they get to the top, the flat part where everyone takes their selfie, there's like 20 people up there. It's all crowded. So there's a bunch of other idiots in your selfie, Mr. Influencers.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
You want to hit the outro, Brandon.
The people.
How much want to make a bet? I can throw a football over the mountains.
Wow.
The people though that die up there stay up there, right? They don't bring them back down.
They
just die.
Don't.
They just litter.
Why bother?
They're just What are you gonna do?
And they're people landmarks. Also
they throw their empty oxygen cases too. They're like,
it's a garbage pit.
Yeah, who's gonna bust me up here? There's just garbage and crap everywhere. And the book. What was the book about Everest that?
Oh, oh my
God. He's a great author, too. He's written a lot of good books.
Krakauer. It was Krakauer's
John Krakauer. Krakauer. That's right.
I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, boy.
It's some really obvious name, too. But
Two words, too.
He wrote the great book on Mount Everest.
Into Thin Air?
Yeah.
Into Thin Air.
More than two words.
And that was a case where they had these large climbing groups, and a couple of them were people that had no business climbing. They had paid... This one Sherpa, I think, had been paid $65,000 by this rich socialite from New York who had computers and pillows and, you know, all the amenities from home. And this guy's got them all on his back. And he's dragging her up part of the way because she's too tired.
Why don't Sherpas die more often?
I don't know. They go up and down. You know, they might go up and down 20 times in the season just to make money off these trips.
Wow.
And they get these permits, and then the Nepalese government, it's like, well, we're going to look into the permit. Then maybe we're giving out a couple extras.
We'll charge more.
I think they charge a lot already. I
mean, double the price and cut the amount you give out by, what, 25%.
Yeah.
I hope they do something, but I would think that they will not. But I do want to thank Neil Rubin for the piece in the Detroit News. Thanks to everybody for retweeting it and sharing it and all that. It's been really good for us. Hopefully we'll get some new bodies in the house.
Still in fifth.
Damn it.
Thank you, Detroit.